Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Marcy, fly for fun.
Fly for fun.
Fizz this week.
Well, it's AFCON, I knew, so.
Oh, aye.
But I'd be an African quiz.
Jesus. Holy moly.
So, question number one. Where is this year's AFCON being held? Which country?
Oh, I was about to say Africa.
I'll give you a clue.
What the fuck?
I'll give you a clue. It's in Africa.
Oh. And now, is it doing?
So it's nearly like the Spanish Cup and being in rehab now.
I think there's about 46 countries. Not. Well, I'll just say that.
I didn't have came before I was doing the quest.
Neither do I.
Is it Burkina Faso?
Question number two. Which round is the furthest an African team has gone in the World Cup? And three teams have achieved it. So if you give me the round and the three teams, so it's 4 points up for grabs. Furthest an African team has gone in the World Cup, and there's three teams have achieved it.
Okay.
You can easily come back to it.
Okay.
Question three. Super Eagles are the nickname of which African national team? Super Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four. The Kaiser Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, and Chippa United would be found in which African nation's Premier Division? It sends to say World of Soccer. Maybe some of us football manager boys would ken. So the Kaiser Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, and Chippa United would be found in which African nation Premier Division?
Just a fucking.
Right, that's last thing. Who are the top five scoring Africans in the Premier League all time?
All time.
So you'd have to give me the order. But if you give me the five.
Okay.
The top five scoring African players. All time. Since the Premier League started.
Since the Premier League started. Okay. No.
Have you watched any African?
No.
No, that'd be silly.
I've seen some Liverpool fans would have been happy for a while. Egypt were getting beat, but I think they got a Salah scored last minute.
Well,
injury time.
It was a penalty.
I've
got four.
It's hard, Ken. Tough starting game against Mozambique.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Oh.
I've been watching it though. The pitches are decent. Like the stadiums and the pitches and that are
I thought
pretty
good.
I mean, from you used to watch it when you were younger.
The pitches like
pitches were shambles,
like sand.
The fairly
Plude Park.
Come on. The stadium and the pitches look pretty good now.
So far about has it been held anyway?
Well, I'll tell you. Are you ready?
I've got five, but I think
five. You got three. The teams.
Aye.
So first question. Where is this year's AFCON being held?
Senegal.
I picked Cameroon.
It's Ivory Coast.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, no.
Ivory
it
Coast.
Was close.
Well, it's in
it. I was right confident.
Which round is the furthest an African team has gone? Which round? In the World Cup?
Or last 16.
Quarters.
And the three teams that have got here?
South Africa, Cameroon and Morocco.
Morocco, Ivory Coast, Cameroon.
Cameroon, Ghana and Senegal.
Senegal, that's right.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Cameroon, Ghana and Senegal. Super Eagles are nickname of which African national team?
Nigeria.
Well done. Kaiser Chiefs, Orlando Pirates and Chippa United would be found in which African nation's Premier Division?
A bit South Africa.
Same here, South Africa.
South Africa.
Oof, what a guess.
Top five scoring Africans in Prem
history.
Oh, Drogba.
That's one.
Salah.
Oh, I forgot about him.
That's two, mate.
Salah. I've written Mahrez.
Nope.
Nah.
Adebayor.
Aye, he's one.
Kanu.
Nope.
Yakubu.
Aye, he's one.
Yaya Toure.
Nope.
Adebayor.
Adebayor.
I've got it. No. Aubameyang.
No.
Oh. Kalou.
Nope. There's one obvious second Dean you're missing. So you got Salah. Money. You got
money.
Salah.
Money.
Money's the second.
Didn't put money, dude.
So the order, Salah's top scorer, then it's Mane, then it's Drogba, then Adebayor, then Yakubu.
I should have looked at my team.
I think Mahrez.
Close, is he?
Is he? Mm-hmm. Do you want to do your team? Well, we're at it. We're African, or you want to say
I could do it just now. Please, yourself. I could do it just now if you need.
Because you
put... Whoa. How much points, Mike?
I only got five. It's just the environment.
Aye.
Seven.
I'm not with a quiz master. Yes. I'm
magic. Unbelievable. Champion
at
last.
Fit was saying you was good at it. Nobody could beat you. Fit was that again? Was that first and last club?
First and last.
No. If it was, no. Or was it?
Something like that.
Something like that.
You named the club.
It was first and last. I named the player and you gave us the first
club,
and
last club.
Last clubs.
And you, nobody could beat you.
Unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
See, you want to do 11? Just new.
Please yourself. You're the boss, mate.
We're on an AFCON on a while. We'll do the AFCON, get us out of the road, and we'll go back on to Smash Up. So this week, the task was to do the AFCON or the Premier League greatest African players to play in that Premier League.
Yeah.
Obviously start off with goalkeepers.
Formations.
I went 4-3-3.
See, right, it's a fashion.
I would have went 4-4-2, but
the why players are laid out and I just
couldn't have threw them all in.
To be honest, I thought it would have been easier to hit three centre halves.
Did you? I've struggled with centre halves.
Did you?
But I went 4-3-3, so it'll be interesting.
So far as your goalkeepers,
I went Grobler.
Did he play in a Prem?
Aye, he did.
Just did he?
3 seasons.
He had
Southampton.
86 appearances in the Premier League.
Of course he played.
Played for 92 to 96. Nice. So the first year through 96.
He's a better goalie than mine, and I've went Mendy.
Oh aye. Okay. I've got Grobbelaar.
Nice.
Bruce Grobbelaar.
So I felt a bit bad actually putting Grobbelaar in.
How?
He's white kid. It's like African best team. We're still putting in white folk.
We'd be saying sort of Michael Fish is in the team and all that. So goalkeeper, right back
was easy.
Lauren. Good play.
Invincible's team, was he?
Aye. Steady.
Yeah. Very steady. Was it Portsmouth now, was he?
Portsmouth, Arsenal.
Shaka Hislop was my other goalie.
He's Jamaican.
So. Oh, it's nae fucking Africa, is it?
No.
That's all right, Ian.
See if you put him in. Hilarious.
Delighted.
I was thinking so of players that are sounded African. I'm thinking I'm Googling them at the African.
No, they're African.
How much French boys did you think?
Okay,
you were like, French.
French.
It's heaps of them.
Aye. There's your team.
Aye, you could have. French colonies in Africa, aren't they?
Yep. They speak a lot of French, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, left back. That was a struggle.
It's just a struggle, and I had to be a bit bespoke with a scene like.
Aye.
But I went for a left back. Celestine Babiaro.
Same as me.
Same. That's all I could find.
That's the line I could think of. Chelsea and then Newcastle.
He's a good little player, was he? Back in
the... I had 179 appearances, 5 goals between 97 and 08.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea and Newcastle.
Bruce Grobbelaar was born in South Africa, but he didn't play for South Africa.
Zimbabwe. Bobby Arrow was Nigerian.
Aye.
Yeah. He was a decent player for Chelsea.
He was part of Mourinho and that team. He was part of the winning leagues and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But he couldn't have been playing in front of Cole, though.
Was he there before Cole? Can't mind.
He was definitely best left back I could.
Best African, exactly. Centre halves.
I've went Lucas Radebe and Kolo Touré.
Snap. This is easy.
There's no arguments here, boys.
No, because Radebe was brilliant for Leeds.
Radebe had 201 appearances.
South Africa, wasn't he?
South Africa between 94 and 05. So 11 years in the Premier League. Never scored a goal.
Didn't he?
0 goals.
Big loon as well.
Maybe in the cups and that. I just went strictly Premier League appearances goals. So no goals and 201 appearances for Leeds.
Because Kolo Touré, obviously, he was a part... Was he a part of the Finstables? Or was he there at that time?
Kolo Touré?
He must have been there. It was a Wenger signing, anyway.
Was it?
Well, for fit year was... he was here for 99 at Arsenal. So he's definitely
a part of it. About midfielders,
it's probably far it gets a bit more.
Well, Kolo Touré had 353 appearances in the Premier League. I think that's amazed you every player.
That must Arsenal be 7 seasons.
12 goals.
Arsenal Man City Liverpool.
Between 99 and 2013.
14 seasons.
Arsenal then.
Of course, you're 30 odd games a season.
Man City then. Liverpool, was it?
Three top clubs.
Then Celtic.
We'll go for the three midfielders. We'll tick them off one by one.
I've went for two holding and attacking
midfielder. Save
aye.
I bet you I've got the same as you.
Oh, that can.
I've went Yaya Toure, Essien, and I've dropped Mo Salah in as an attacking midfielder.
Controversial. I think Salah could play in a midfield three. He has to play up in the top three. That's the first controversial for me.
I've got in two of them, two out of three. I've got in Yaya Toure and SAN.
Yeah.
And playing in front of them, I've got JJ Okocha.
I was going to see him, but
again, wouldn't have fit in the 4-3-3, Mike.
No. Yeah. I did hate
JJ would.
I did hate John Obi Mikel.
If you were playing Okocha, you'd have hated to play him in the front three.
But I'm maybe swapping up three at times, Ken. My three and just hate Ken. How sometimes you play a 4-2-1-3-1.
Well, we're easy with Toure and Essien.
Yeah, have you got him as well?
I've put Bissouma.
Spurs.
I thought he's perfect for the
that role.
Mm-hmm.
That's three tough midfielders, though, is it?
You're
not getting creativity.
You put three up front.
You're not getting creativity.
Oh, it's trying to put creativity in the front three.
I can, but you have to get to bottom.
When you look at the goals they scored. Yaya Toure scored 59 goals and 230 appearances.
Well, we've all got somebody different, eh?
Aye.
I've got Salah, you've got...
JJ,
and you've got...
I have got Salah, but in a different position here.
But fit. So far, we're putting in.
Well, we'll put... Me and Michael have Salah up top, so that's far we gone.
Aye.
Well, because he
Between Bissouma and Okocha. I would say Bissouma because of the system.
Aye,
I think Okocha you'd hate to put in the top three.
I'm going JJ, I think.
Aye,
because of the creativity. You've got your two.
Toure, 59 goals. I can't fit his assists was, but he could be a bit of both.
Essien and Yaya's box to box boys.
I'm outvoted, so I wouldn't argue too much.
I was close to putting John Obi Mikel in instead.
You're putting a big mistake. Okocha for me,
JJ.
Can you Fuddy play for Bolton?
Aye.
Can he?
What's Bissouma play for?
Spurs. Bissouma's already had 150 appearances.
I think Spurs have won the same as Bolton, haven't they? I was just wondering.
Bissouma's a better player as well, so. And that system. And. I might have went with you if you'd put him in the top three. Well, I wouldn't have.
No, you wouldn't have. We'll put on a vote, Mike.
Aye. Yes. And obviously top three is going to be...
Well, I'll tell you what, one boy will I hear, and we'll already hear another boy. So if I've got Salah.
Yep.
Drogba.
Drogba. Well, I've got Salah because I've dropped him in, but I've got Drogba.
Aye.
Drogba, big boy up top.
Aye. Drogba. Then Salah.
Salah.
One side.
I've got Mane.
Mane the other side.
That. Aye, agreed.
I was trying to get Mahrez in.
Well, I put Mahrez in, you see, but dropped. I could think they could swap out
and
again.
Salah in the middle there. Aye.
I think you've put in good players. It's not arguing, but you need the system.
This three swap. This three swap. That three swap.
There's too many holes in that team.
There's no holes.
Aye.
Nah.
Because your
fullback is forward.
Torre is not a disciplined defensive. Only Essien is.
That's all you need.
But you're basically playing with five defenders and five attackers.
Correct.
Balances are wrong.
I think it's a good balance. Can if you've got a seesaw, five at the back, five at the other side.
Aye.
Balances perfectly.
But we did this study in the day on the African, a lot of it was forward players, was it?
It seems to be for the best players.
Aye, comfy.
Aye, African players. Yeah,
Aubameyang. Aubameyang's, your Kubus.
Well, Kolo, Kalu,
Yeboah,
Adebayor, Kanu, Zaha. Again, he's born in England, but he plays for Ivory Coast. Adebayor, Yakubu, Benny McCartney, Aubameyang.
Mm-hmm. I thought you might have put Amrabat in the middle there, no?
Jesus.
But how long is the AFCON on for? Is that on for about another... Is it 4 weeks?
It's on for too long.
Is it?
Depends. I was watching.
Me? I've watched a bit of it.
You're not enjoying it, though, are you?
I think it's all right.
No, you're not.
I will be better in the knockout stages. That's for a tournament starts. I think there's too much shite in the group scan. There's good teams, but there's too many...
That's what my fear is for the next World Cup.
Aye.
Too much draws.
Well, they're putting in too much teams. Same with the
Euros. I need that scene, but the next team.
Ah, well, there's 32 teams this year, isn't there? Euros, yeah. It's a lot of teams. Like,
have you heard they try to do some like a World Cup, but for the worst teams?
It's a point of that.
To play that worst teams to play a big tournament.
Well,
but tournament. Does that Ken? You've got Far would get in. Ken
Far wants to get in.
Aye. And then they win it and they class themselves as world champions.
It's like a consolation cup. Nobody wants to be in it.
It's like a conference league again. West Ham had won a European trophy, in my opinion. That's nearly a European trophy.
It's like an Inter Toto.
It's a garbage trophy, isn't it?
The Inter Toto.
It's kind of
just crap.
I just thought it was maybe for smart clubs and smart nations to maybe do something, get a tournament.
Get a wee trophy,
Ken.
Abdi needs a wee trophy. Abdi's a winner.
You're all good. No, you're not.
Look, Abdi getting a medal at Fitba nowadays of kids and all that.
Abdi running races and crap. Abdi gets him.
Yep.
But it wouldn't work is Faz get to watch it. If you put in the crap at the nations, kids.
Aye, like say Estonia.
Faz get to sponsor it.
San Marino versus Aldi. Ethiopia. First, watch that.
Me. I'd be interested.
Oh, me. Sponsored
Ethiopia by, even got a team.
Sponsored by the Coke.
Every nation's got a team.
Every nation's Gibraltar's got a team. So, again.
Andorra. San Marino.
Luxembourg.
Principalities.
Vatican City. Are they in a good one?
No. Nah. Celtic.
Pope Sullivan.
But Monaco and I got a team.
No, they're not, no.
No, we've got a team in the French league.
We've got a team in the French league, but they're a principality, aren't they?
Aye. But it's just like a tune. Well, I suppose it's the same as...
Same as the Vatican City. Same as... Well, it's not like a Gibraltar. Gibraltar's made of a tune, but more than a town.
Like a British tune in southern Spain, isn't it?
It's like right... It's Thuma in Glasgow, okay?
Been to Gibraltar.
Have you?
Aye.
Small heap of expats, is it?
Aye, just for it's just England.
There's a big rock or something, is there?
Rock of Gibraltar, full of monkeys.
Is it?
You go up in a cable car and the monkeys pinch all your stuff.
It's in Africa, isn't it?
If it's up.
Gibraltar's not the continent of Africa.
No.
It is.
Nah, it can't be.
It's a fit of Spain.
Well, no. Why are they in the Champions League, Gibraltar teams?
Because they're European. Because they're a...
So they're near in African.
They're in the continent of Africa.
Nah, they're in Europe.
Check it.
Connected to Spain.
No, they're not.
Come on, Mike. Pop your phone. You'll hit it again.
They're near the Spanish mainland, Mike.
Aye, they are.
I don't know.
They're connected to Spain.
Aye, they are.
By a border.
You check.
Is Gibraltar.
Oh, check it on Google Maps.
They're not an island.
No, I can, but
they're connected to Spain.
Africa.
No. It's a European.
Aye, because it's an enclave of.
So that's Gibraltar there?
No, it's not.
Fits that in.
That's Gibraltar. Ah, apologies.
Oh my god, that is a first. Okay. Ever. Okay, yeah. Never mind the podcast.
Could be a sound clipper.
Apologies.
I could tell when he was saying it, he was not confident.
Now
I said it and I thought, oh no, I got back, didn't you?
I've seen that face before from, oh yeah, we'll go right here on the bikes, and I can see his face. Oh, he's not confident.
How was your weekend? Oh no, you mentioned the bikes there. Was you in the bikes?
I was fucking big mile Saturday.
Aye. How many?
20. 20 mile. Well, I didn't even get 20. Aye. 19 points something.
But was you poker on Friday night first?
Aye. Third.
Oh, aye.
Third, so.
Steady.
Aye, steady a while.
Shed?
I just got knocked out just before final table, so I must have been 10th or 12th or something like that. Marcy knocked me out.
Did he?
Just getting to that stage for an ace was. Big. One ace was a big hand, so oh, land got gold. But Marcy had an ace king, I had an ace seven or something, I think. Mm-hmm. So good beat.
No hand came out.
Nah.
So Marcy wins. I'm the best hand, so
aye.
Can't complain.
No complaints.
So it was Friday. Did you go straight to him afterwards?
No, I ended up dealing to the end, so it was fine.
So aye.
It was good. Oh, it was quite late, it was quarter to twelve.
A few pinties.
No.
No,
no. Soft
I'll
drink.
Fail.
Dry January.
Aye.
Aye.
Well, until next.
Well, I was thinking about cycling because I thought it would be a good chance to get out more. So
oh, aye.
I'm not get a drink. I need an incentive, need a drink. Aye. So cycling's a good incentive because it was bad enough without drinking. Actually, felt me too bad, actually.
Must be fucking Baltic in Saturday, was it?
It was pretty cool. Like, but once you're going,
once you get a heat up, you're fine. And it didn't take long to get a heat up.
No, it was windy, though, was it? It was quite windy. Yeah.
So what kind of route did you take?
Just
Byth loop.
Byth and then Hame Befintry.
Oh, is it?
Comiston, Byth, Fintry, Hame.
Aye. Enough.
Long enough.
Long enough. 20 miles. It's a good loop, like.
It's fine. Aye. Summertime, you'd be through it in under an hour, maybe.
Aye, but aye.
Aye, under an hour.
Byth got times under an hour.
Under an hour, but it took a bit longer.
Aye.
But it was newsing.
Cruising and using.
Nah, cruising
and bike news. Needs a bit of maintenance because it's never been used in a while. Gears were a bit dodgy. But
Your back derailleur was going into the spokes. So you'll need to tweak it.
I had to put a fit doing halfway up a Byth Hill.
Aye.
I was fucked. I was blowing out his arse.
Nah, my chain came off, so.
Oh, dear.
I need
an excuse for me to stop.
That was it. Aye. But it's fine, get back on the bike. Obviously,
it is like aye.
There's weather.
That's what got me fucked again.
That's why. Aye. For a bit, rest of the week in shared. What we went up to?
Nothing in Saturday. Nothing. Went up to Inverurie shopping on Saturday, and then the kids' football was cancelled Sunday because of the weather.
Aye.
So sat in my fat arse and did nothing on Sunday.
Aye.
It's fine.
They get much refereeing, didn't they?
Well, the games are hot. I didn't hear a game on Saturday, which was a bit of a disappointment, but I've got two games this weekend.
Have you?
Which will be buggered with the weather. Well, Colney Park up at Inverurie, Strathburn, which so that's a bit dodge already.
Aye.
And but I've got on a Sunday I've got Divin Vale under 15s up at Banff, so hopefully I'll be a goer again. So
Strathburn pitch will be clear because they're doing another snabba fight tonight.
Eh?
And they see that on Facebook now, and they're having snabba fights up at Strathburn.
Aye.
Are they?
Aye.
Like organised these?
Organised snabba fights.
Aye. That's asking for trouble.
It is it? A few chuckies in the street.
Few chuckies in the snabba.
Or you're doing a snabba for about 15 minutes. Basically in an ice bar.
Big chunk of ice.
Turra Thistle, their game was cancelled at the weekend because they never had a ref.
I noticed they were playing up at Banff, though, weren't they? McDuff's, sorry.
It was supposed to be up here, but it's cancelled because there was no ref, I believe.
All right, okay.
Obviously, a shortage of refs again, is it? Especially this time of year now. Folk can't be arsed.
Could have picked up the phone.
Aye.
Could you do an amateur game, like?
Aye.
Yeah. So if it fits you, stretch your qualifications, allow you to amateurs?
I can referee amateur and run a line at a junior.
You could run a line at a junior?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Yeah. And then you would you obviously get assessed after that. And then if you want to go on and you're good enough to go on, you'd be able to ref junior and run a league, line. A line at Highland League.
Highland League.
So that's quite quick, isn't it? Well,
you've
got to prove yourself a bit.
Prove yourself. So you need probably a season or two in amateurs, I would think, before you get it. And then be good and competent enough to move on.
Is the junior side always got linesmen? Because I think they did from now.
Nathan, we was playing, but they have new. I think that's why there's a problem with them.
They're doing a line.
They're soaking up by the...
Because I'd rather be a linesman at a junior game than a referee at an amateur game.
Aye. Do you get that option, though?
I'm not sure. I think you maybe do get asked if you'd prefer to do, because although I do the kids, it's slightly different. I just get the option fit day. I want to D.
Aye. Does somebody contact you like?
Oh well, I say to the boys, the ADGFA if I runs the
juniors.
Kids fit bar. I'm available to referee on a Saturday, so I can do only the Saturday games if you want. So I contacted this week to say, well, we ain't got a game this Sunday because there's a heap of boys I want to watch a Bucky Celtic game. So we've got a free fixture. So I says, look, I'm available for Sunday if you need somebody for Sunday. So that's why I've ended up getting a game on Sunday as well. So
if it's emails, just emails?
Emails. The fixtures I come out on a Sunday evening.
Aye.
Sunday evening for the following weekend.
Aye.
So I can on a Sunday night if I've got a game on.
Okay.
So that's fine.
That's quite good. You can command straight away. What do you need to get up to the next level? Is it mere courses or is it?
No, just experience. Really.
Is it?
And then you'll get assessed because every weekend there's like four or five ex-referees at Dunedin. They'll go out and assess.
Okay.
So somebody will come and say, watch me, assess my performance. And if they think maybe I'm good enough, they might leave it for a few weeks and come back out again and check back another game at another time. But there's four or five of them every weekend go out and check. And watch referees' performances.
Like a competency book. Picking off. Watch them.
I wonder if they look at Mace.
I'm not sure.
I'd assume if you were to go up the levels, you'd hate to keep up with play quite well. That would be one of the first things.
I would think, well, the referees, they run every Tuesday night at the Sports Village. They run a training session.
For the refs.
So, nay, just as in learning rules and stuff, it's for actual physical training. So you have to pass a certain fitness test. Mm-hmm. And this goes back even for my arm. I was refereeing. You had to pass your fitness test to be able to referee a certain grade of fitba. Obviously you need a fitness test for the kids fitba, mm-hmm. where you should, because there's some of the referees are a bit well. Because if you're up with play, you've got a better chance of making the right decision.
Why I'd say that would be one of the first things.
Where if you're stunning, and fair play to the referees, some of the referees that. They're giving the kids a game of football, which is fine, but if you're standing on the halfway line and there's a decision to be made 50 yards away,
it's difficult.
But if you're keeping up with play and you're 10, 15 yards away from it, well, you've a better chance of marking
common
the right
sense, decision. It tells you, closer you are to action, the more chance you've got of marking consistent, like good decisions.
Exactly.
Because I mean, from when I was managing in the amateurs, some of the refs just stood in the inner circle.
Never come out.
Just ref the game for there.
But that's been one of the things from when in to do the training aspect, the positional sense. Sandy Roy, the ex top referee for Scotland and that, he's for Aberdeen. So Sandy was explaining all the things, and if he used to say, he says, when I was refereeing for a position, and you've got it's hard to explain, but he said, I would try and never go into the centre circle. And that would try and give me the best angles, especially if you're working with linesmen. So if your linesman is on the right-hand side of the dugout on a pitch, you're coming for the left midfield position.
Like a diagonal.
So you're running diagonals.
So you've both got both sides, both angles.
Covered.
With a good linesman. So then, you've better chance of getting it right.
So it was quite interesting positional wise on the pitch for you should be talking up, because something as a player you never think about, but as a referee you're understanding, is that why he does that. And so Sandy used to try and never get in the centre circle, so he gave himself a wide berth.
And you've also got to think, I don't want to interfere either. You want to be there but nae there. So if I think the fact that you've been a player will help you a wee bit with that.
Well, I felt, when I've done the refereeing so far, I felt comfortable, and you've got a certain can you read the game, obviously, so you've got a certain idea of how the bar's got to land and far it's got to go.
Aye.
And fit's got to happen next.
Aye.
So you can position yourself quite good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
interesting.
It is.
So that's a Tuesday night, you can't go to it, obviously, Dean and Pod.
No.
Plus you've only been invited to the Masons, have you?
Aye. that was years ago.
Yeah.
You'd
suit being a Mason, like.
Yeah?
You'd suit being a Mason. You're that type of boy, Ken. Like, if you are in charge of, like, confidential stuff, you'd never, ever get to do you. Like, come on, shit. Tell us tell us a wee bit.
No, just.
You'd be as bad as my wife. My wife's, she used to work at the bank. Fits in there. They've got a heap of money. Wouldn't I say? I'm your husband. I want to tell nobody. Can't tell you. So she used to say, you'd be surprised at how much folk you think, and I got a lot of money.
I've got
a lot of money. And how much folk you think's
got money.
Got money, and then I got any money.
It's half a show, is it?
Exactly.
So it was a fine weekend, just quiet.
Fine, quiet. I enjoyed it. It was nice. Long life Sunday. Just chilled out. Mm-hmm. Didn't do much.
Yourself, Mass.
Aye, after a cycle, it was Ronnie's birthday. He was five. Spent a day with him and the family. So, the family were doing birthday cake and all that shit. It was a good day. Good day for him. He's fair chuffed to give him a wee rocket. He likes rockets, Ken. So he's fair chuffed to that. He says Spider-Man, so we got him a Spider-Man. He's got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Costume.
He likes Spider-Man, so we give him like kind of model, kind of like a plastic.
Aye.
Quite a big one, Ken. He opened it and he got it in his hand. He just chucked it away. That's a thing. If he's not like something, it's plainly obvious.
Sitting on a fence.
Ears and graces. Like.
No.
So that was good. He enjoyed himself.
That's good.
Cake was fine.
Where'd you get the cake?
Kay's mom made it. It was like a Spider-Man cake. Oh, yeah. It was fine. I'm trying to be good, Ken. New year, new me.
Aye.
And I was not helping.
Much slices, Jay.
A few.
It's tanned. It's gone.
I just thought some left. I wish it was not.
So a jam sponge annoying. Or something like that, a jam cream sponge.
It's a cream, it's a chocolate sponge.
Oh,
we like chocolate, like it's a chocolate.
And icing inside it.
And then you've got icing on the outside.
Give it like a creme pat.
Creme pat.
Just like a birthday cake.
Ganache.
But Ken, I don't understand. Folk can eat a birthday cake and they tuck a sponge and the chocolate icing in the middle, but just leave it outside icing.
That's the best bit.
I would do it otherwise. I would eat the icing and leave a sponge.
Special icing sick.
Like I do out with wedding cake. Can like the
marzipan.
Mm-hmm. I'd rip that off. And now that fruit fucking whatever it is cake. Throw it in the bin. Minging.
I don't like wedding cake.
No. I like cake. Last week. No, start of the year. It was... my mother's birthday, so Brenda, my mum used to always make a birthday cake, so my sister made an effort to do a birthday cake.
Good.
Magic.
Aye.
So for it is, it's sponge, cream, sponge, jam, sponge, custard, sponge, covered in cream, chocolate.
That's a quadruple fucking delight.
Things about 5-inch tall. Like,
but that requires a spoon.
Fork.
Yeah, fuck.
It's a sport job.
Aye.
I feel diabetes coming on. Get up.
I'm lining up my second heart attack.
I was getting into... I'm lining up my first team. I was getting into cycling, right?
Aye.
So I was putting on my cycling gear. So I was up in the lycra and I walked through the kitchen and the wife goes, did you get into it, did you?
Aye.
Oh, the cheek.
The cheek, yeah.
Imagine you said that to her.
I guess, Kenneth, that's not upset my daughter, right? I've got feelings of steel. I can't have put on weight in it lately. And this is why I'm going to be cycling, Ken. I'm not upset, man. If it upsets my is the double standard. See, if you were putting on your gym gear and I said to you, he's still on your gym gear. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? You imagine?
I can't, and it wouldn't have been nice.
It wouldn't have been.
No.
Ken, she goes, you're half easy. You're half sensitive. You're half easy touched.
Aye.
Because I've hardly said anything.
I can say.
Because the only thing that bugs me is the double standard.
Aye.
Because if I said that to you, oh, you'd be texting your mates and they'll be saying, what a bastard.
Hunter, wait until next time you're going out and I'll go, you wearing that? Aye.
Exactly. Judge still fit you, does it?
The double standard. But, aye.
It's a fine week, aye. Saturday. Do you have Sheelan Tor.
I did at night. First scene in a while. Cheat day.
Oh, of course.
Day. Back into cheat days.
Aye.
And so I had the King had been a large box of chips. So
fine.
That was fine. Like, because that's then they been open, didn't
no.
it?
No.
It must be an unwritten rule among chippers. Is it Christmas time? Well, just shut.
We'll leave it for the Chinese and the Indians to open.
We got in Meldrum, I think. Just after Christmas. Aye. After New Year,
Okay.
Aye. It's fine.
Fine. Sunday for the Upton Sunday. Or did you watch anything Saturday night worth?
I did watch something new. Oh, the Murder Murders.
Okay.
Murder.
Oh, Murders. Aye. Is that Netflix?
It's on Netflix, aye.
I've seen the advertising, I watched it.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
Aye. Well, Kenneth, I watched the first two and I thought, this is so good. I'm going to hate to get Katie through to watch this because I need discussion.
Need discussion afterwards.
So I've stopped at first two. I'm going to watch them again because they were that good.
Good, aye.
And the only thing is I can a crack.
Aye.
Because I've seen clips on YouTube. Aye, this is a four of Netflix thingy. But it's getting into me more detail now.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of podcasts. That's another thing. Would you speak to somebody if you seen the ear
Heedphones on.
No, try and get their attention.
Aye.
And say, can.
If he was needing to get a hood of somebody, you would move
it
on.
But it would be something important. Actually, can.
No, just trivial
something they
shit.
Need to can, Ken.
Yeah, like, it's a dishwasher finished cycle.
Well, I'm wearing it at work. And there's a giant, I can just hear him. Can he's speaking to me. Can I'm just, Ken, I've got headphones on. And I don't want to speak to you. Again, duck ahead. But the whole day. How many times I had to talk one out? I must have been at the end, I must have been getting in my face, Ken. Fit new! Without saying it, Ken.
Aye.
But I've been listening to this three part series called House of Horrors, and it's about Fred and Rosemary West. Well, it's a hell story for fun they were born if it happened. It's unbelievable.
Is it House of Horrors?
Oh, you can, they're monsters and that, but if it happens, even if they start, both of them growing up and that, unbelievable.
Aye.
Oh, sick. It's so sick.
Aye.
But
enjoyed it?
I'm liking it so far. It's still interesting, Ken. It's like I'm fitting out a house and it just passes the day because you're so intrigued and fits happening.
But,
aye. No. Far away, Sunday.
Sunday.
I went to McDonald's.
Oh, aye.
Another cheat day.
Aye.
His cheat day started at 5 o'clock on Saturday night.
Aye, all the good work I did in
Saturday morning.
Saturday, aye. So, Katie wanted to go out shopping. She goes, we'll go in for Uri Tesco. I goes, I'll go to Dainston. That's a bigger Tesco. She says,
You'd already planned, did you?
And I goes, while we're here, we could go to McDonald's.
Aye.
But we said that right about, we'll go to McDonald's while we're there. We could go to Dainston. So I went to McDonald's. Like a McDonald's. Like.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you hear?
Big Mac.
Aye.
Nae pickles.
Nah.
Nae pickles. I can't stand pickles. I reckon anybody can like them.
I love them.
I love a gherkin.
Gherkins are ace.
And then Tesco Dainston's got lost down there for 4 hours and then him and. Watch the Packers.
Oh, aye.
Go Pack, go.
Wow.
What a game that was. Wow. I'm not a massive NFL fan, but I watched it and it was like the first half was unbelievable.
It was a total massacre.
Aye.
His scoreline flatters Cowboys because Packers were 48 points to 16 up and then they started tacking off starters and stuff. But there was, I came with putting back on, but they were never coming back.
Aye.
First, it was basically, I was a bit, it was 27-0 and they scored a touchdown just before half-time. They're getting, receiving the ball in the second half. They get another in, then we're nice and comfortable. They only scored a field goal, but we went up Park and got a touchdown. I thought, aye, that's it. I was pretty confident after that.
Well, I switched that off just after the
intercept.
Start of the third quarter.
Because the game was over.
It was late on, I was near back at 12 now, was it?
I was finished. 1 o'clock, I think I got to bed.
I was back at 12, I switched that off. It was set in half.
Oh, I was enjoying it far too much. Oh, it was so good to watch. Ahan was going our way. They were playing terrible.
Aye.
We were playing amazing. Just pick sixes, interceptions. Oh. Love was unbelievable. Aaron Jones was unbelievable. Musgrave, Dobbs, receiving. Ahan was just clicked. Brilliant. It's so good to watch.
But, and Abdi, apart from Cowboy fans, because Abdi hates the Cowboys, would have been chuffed with that result.
Aye. And the boy Prescott, is he...
Just did a nightmare. Usually pretty... Well, they hadn't been beat at home in 16 games.
Aye.
16 games.
And well, Wrighton was on the wire very first drive, and he threw it to C.D. Lamb, and C.D. Lamb, an easy catch, dropped it. Aye. Threw his hands.
Aye, he did a couple of them, and they were arguing with each other.
Aye, and you just thought, something's not right here.
I was sitting there rubbing my hands, like it. But... they were 7.5 point favorite, a huge favourite to Cowboys. And I thought, to me, we did a successful season marking the playoffs because I didn't think that would ever happen. And there was a point I was saying, well, I don't want to mark the playoffs because we're going to get humiliated. But we came out in that game last couple of months again. Mm-hmm. I've started really playing well. The Lions in Thanksgiving, for there on end, we started playing some good football. But I was thinking, this is a shot in the hand. They're likely to beat us, but it's been a successful season. But we absolutely murdered them.
Aye.
But we've got the 49ers now.
That's what says the 49ers next.
Well, they're favourites.
They're favourites to win it.
Aye. So it's there and there. So it's
49ers are the best team I've seen this season.
Aye. They are good.
I've not watched the Ravens.
I like LaFleur, our coach, is a product of Shanahan, who's the head coach of the 49ers.
Okay.
He's like his offspring, Ken.
Aye.
So, and as long as I can mind, I can't mind if I beat the 49ers.
No?
Nah.
Sticky.
They're just a bogey.
They're just good all worth of the 49ers.
Aye.
It's like the Packers against the Bears. Very rarely the Bears beat us. And it's the same with the Cowboys. It's very rare the Cowboys beat the Packers.
Aye.
But I can't mind the Packers. I've ever beaten the 49ers. So.
Is that next weekend?
Saturday.
Saturday night. It's 1:30.
I'll be up for aye.
Aye.
But the, made a few years. The Lions and Ravens.
Tampa.
Lions and Ravens.
The Lions are playing the Bucks.
Sorry. The Ravens are playing.
Texans.
I see they're going to win the wild card.
At 8 o'clock.
And Saturday.
That's the early game Saturday. Aye. Then there's the Packers.
Packers and the 49ers.
And then it's the Lions.
The other two games, Lions and the Bucks.
And then Bills-Chiefs.
Bills-Chiefs.
It's a fair weekend.
Bills-Chiefs would be a good game, but it's at 1:30 on a Sunday.
Is it? Aye. So
Lions is on earlier.
Aye. Chiefs are always late. They're like prime time.
I actually watched the Browns Texans game, and that was a really good game.
I thought the Texans were normally shit.
They were shit last year.
What a turnaround. Stroud.
Same with Lions, was it? Well, Lions have kind of predicted them the last couple of seasons.
Lions are not.
But Stroud was amazing.
He's been good. Lions, that's the first playoff win they've had in, one win in 50 years or something.
Is it?
They've never won a Super Bowl. And they're a really old franchise.
So you fair chuffs and wake up on Monday morning for work.
I was buzzing. I couldn't get sleep.
No.
So good. I was so excited with myself. I was running through. I was running through the gig. We're playing the fourth quarter before he won. I can't believe it.
Katie's like, I'm fucking sleeping.
She's like, not giving a fuck.
Fuck, aye. Not good stuff. So fine weekend. Myself.
Mike.
I'm very quiet weekend. Friday, I did nothing. Elaine was working Friday, Saturday, so just at home watching a bit of TV with your dog, playing a bit with your dog Saturday. Went too much Torrey United Saturday afternoon.
Oh, aye. Good.
They did enough. They played a while. Wick looked a bit leggy in the second half. Walked the second half. They were really good in the second half. Tura, 3-1 maybe flattered Wick, I think. I think could have been more. But no,
I take the 3 points.
I take the 3 points. Kaká played really, really well.
Did he?
Aye, Kaká played well.
He got first goal, did he?
Aye. Mm-hmm. Just, I said Kaká, a lot of the players played really well. Mm-hmm. But they seem to be getting on a bit of games just now, like, so. Mm-hmm.
Dunk was doomsy, did you expect him?
No, I never seen Dunk, no. No. I seen Dunk, sorry, I waved him.
He's not here tonight, by the way.
No,
he's in case you've noticed.
I thought his mic wasn't working, that's what it was. Obviously, due to the adverse weather conditions.
He's not down there.
No. Dunk can't get through for West Hills, so.
He's the right wifey, is he?
Nah,
he's not. When I go in his car and it's not. Aye. Ken, wee bit of man flu and he's fucking at the doctors Ken. Every half hour.
8 weeks, Ken.
Honestly. Ken, if I'd been only asked, we'd been sorted in a day or two.
Okay, I had a heart attack. Did I hear me going on about a heart attack?
Only time you've been on the boot is you fucked up your fantasy team. My wife said to me, she was listening again, and she said that Dunk was rattling off all these ailments he's got with him, and Ewan's given him zero sympathy. She said it was hard to listen to. I guess, well, if he's looking for sympathy, he's came to the wrong place.
None given, honestly.
You got a bit of sympathy, though, did you, mate? Give
you, you was thinking about putting him in his Deadpool.
Well. No, when I was in hospital, he said, we're thinking, oh, yeah, that was nice.
Sent you a wee love heart emoji. A few times. A blocking.
A block. So that was Saturday. Saturday night, Elaine was working, so no takeaways, just sat him, pot noodle myself. Sunday.
You played with the dog.
Eh?
You played with the dog.
I just throwing a bar in the back and fetching a bar.
Tell us about your dog texting. If it was that mug of truth you said that, is it acceptable to text your missus and pretend it's for the dog? Is that what you said?
Was you doing that?
No.
I thought it was in the right boot. Was you doing that?
No, I wasn't doing that.
He was doing that.
Nah, Elaine was texting saying, oh, how's the dog now? And I thought, a lot of playbacks pretending. Nah. My dog, nah, better not. That's why I've.
I thought maybe Elaine had texted you. Oh,
hello,
hello, bud. Dad.
You're spiling that dog, eh? You and Elaine.
Oh, aye.
Aren't you?
Oh, aye.
He's sleeping in the bed, nothing, is he?
No. She comes down with us for about 9 till 10.
And you put her downstairs?
Yeah, put her downstairs in our bed. She's there until about 6:30.
And he, oh, yeah, Gucci, Gucci, see you in the morning. Gucci, 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 we'll miss you.
6 weeks for new, we'll be in the bed all night.
Oh, probably.
You're waking up and its balls will be in your face. That's a bitch, is it? Well, you're never sure who it is.
Oh, you might identify
differently.
Like a transgender dog.
You can't just assume these things.
No,
Michael.
Exactly. But it was then Sunday went to celebrations, Edward lunch. We chugs and donut, a couple. Just had a panini. It's fine.
It was about £47.
I'd again, Elaine paid it because I was buying supper that night because she wanted Sheelan Tor. Elaine wanted a Sheelan Tor.
Oh, did she? She go full supper herself.
Full supper herself.
Holy
she's getting
smokes.
She had chicken fillet, half chicken fillet supper.
Aye, chicken fillet supper is a fair hit.
It's like, a fair taco.
She had a half AM. I had a chicken fillet supper.
Fine.
Invite my dad so he had a king rib supper.
Oh, classic.
Aye. Good. Potion onion rings. I will maybe come on to it later on in the pod first.
All right, okay. You better not have picked on a plate.
You better not have ordered a supper for the dog.
No. The dog's not getting proper food. It's getting dog food like that.
That's the best way to go.
Then obviously the snar been working for him this week, so it's fine. It's fine. Tully United obviously was doing much in them. 3-1, good
cash
result.
Cash bar.
1 pint. They've gotten the brew tune on tap here.
Aye, I see
the tour.
That. Aye.
See they're opening the tuna.
No, they're talking to her
malt mill, is it?
Malt mill, aye. Not bad, because the tour is a good lager. It's an alright lager, like good heat in it.
See, on tap?
On tap.
So you get a good pint?
Good pint.
Aye.
So it was in there at half time. Had a pint of that at half time. I think I had a pint of
that. So was she stunning me, Dunk? Like that?
No.
No.
Dunk was out the other side. I was in the cash bar before the game.
Aye.
And I seen him sitting over there. But when we came out, we just stood beside the pie shop.
Aye.
When he got over there, we just stood there. And then
he just left Dunk by himself.
Dunk was over there himself.
We are his mates.
Yeah. I seen him at half time. Gave him a wave. But it was good. Did a player a while. As I said, Wick were a bit leggy in the second half.
They've had a hit or a miss season, though, have they?
Aye. Who had a heavy pitch like?
Aye. Oh, but I was severe.
It was really, really heavy, like in bits on it. But Highland League at weekend, I was watching his scores coming through. I thought Locos would get a good win at weekend.
Thought so. Just slipped the wall just at the end there. The score was about 10 minutes left. 10-12 minutes to go. 2-2 with Brora.
Good result though.
It is a improvement.
See Dave Cormier on Facebook, he was very impressed with Locos, like.
Aye.
Says they're looking a lot better.
Aye.
Well, a big improvement for the start of the season anyway.
Well, if you're drawing with Brora, Brora is a good team.
Aye.
So
a big win for Vale though. They won one of the favourites this season against Forest.
I knocked them off the perch.
My fucking hell, they're in a mare just new Forest. Like. They just signed a boy Mickey though for
Locos.
Locos.
I've so seen it.
That can how he's going. If about Rothes, have they got a new manager yet, or is it just?
I've seen
the managerial change. Well,
I can't.
Jacked.
I haven't heard of anybody talking here.
No.
Maybe money's running drier, so he's maybe disappeared. I can't. God knows. That's just me coming up with my own theory. So that's what he did at Tara, basically, wasn't it?
Then Bucky, they were 2-0 doing it now, were they? Against Huntley.
2-0 doing, were they?
2-0 doing against Huntley. Aye. Come back to 3-2.
Aye.
Aye, that's right. Aye.
Spider sent off, did
Spider got sent off. I think there was an issue on the pitch, and I think Spider went on to break the players up.
Aye. Got sent off.
Aye. Supposedly a player was going on about breaking folks' legs for a Celtic game and stuff like that.
Aye.
And the Huntley players. That's what I was hearing. But supposedly the player came in the dressing room after a game and apologised and stuff like that.
Too late. should have filled the man for Nick, man. Can't be gone about saying you're broken folks' legs.
Aye.
Yeah? Nah. You should say that all the time.
Just
eat it. Intimidating the striker. I'm going, next time you get banged, I'm going to fucking snap you in half. You little bastard.
I wouldn't say.
You whisper out in the log all the time.
I wouldn't say. I just blew it a cunt.
You just eat.
Just fucking. No warning.
He obviously wasn't allowed to go on the pitch, but he wanted the pitch to kind of split things up, and that's fine. I presume that's why he got sent off.
So he's not going to be suspended for Celtic.
I think he's waiting for a Santa Fe SAFA.
If it's a straight read, it's an automatic suspension, but you'll be able to
appeal it.
If you appeal it straight away,
but
sure
would that count for a Scottish Cup, though, a Highland League?
I'm not sure. Yeah,
that kind of a word, would it? I'm not sure.
Oh, I think it was.
Well, we're just speculating.
The P&J Spider was saying he's a bit concerned about. It could happen if you might miss it. But
what a blow that would be. Because you're not allowed in the changing room, say.
You're allowed an hour before a game or half time.
That would just spoil, is it?
No, I would just be bothered with it. Aye. Just be in the stand with everybody else.
Aye. That would be a blow. Like, it's a part experience, is it?
It is.
You're not going to sell the part. You're coming through with the players.
Shucking Brendan Rodgers' hand.
Gonna, and then you're going into their dressing rooms. You're an actual opponent of Celtics at Wick.
Then afterwards, you're in the opponent dressing. Aye, well done, lads. Aye, cheers, well done.
Are the best for the rest of the season.
Are the best for the rest of the season. Hopefully we can go on and win it.
Aye. That would be an amazing experience. The only bad bit would be the 90 minutes. Absolutely chasing shadows, blowing out your arse.
That'd be torture.
Absolutely, because that's what's going to happen.
Do you if it's a, well, we've spoken about this maybe a couple of weeks ago. If it's a best case scenario for Bucky,
five would be a good result. Five and under
is a really good result.
Aye.
It all depends on how Celtic play it
and how the team have put out.
Aye, that and how desperate they are to hammer him. They'll go for him. First 20 minutes, they'll treat him like any other team.
Aye.
But if they go four or five up, are they going to continue? Because they could.
They could maybe take the players off and put younger ones on.
If I was Rodgers, I'd start with a strong team and get the game done and dusted.
Aye. Absolutely. First half, you're wanting four or five first half. And then, again, that depends on how Celtic go. If they really want to put up a score.
Aye.
Basically can't.
But the worry is, again, as Mike says, the youngsters might want to go there and show what they can do. It could be worse than playing against the first teams.
Maybe hungry, it easy.
So,
if you was a Bucky player, how would you get prepared for that?
Same as on the other game.
Aye.
Probably go a few more nights jogging, would you?
I'd bite off a pint on Friday. I wouldn't go poker.
No, get in my bed early and stuff. Give yourself the best chance possible.
They'll probably go doing on a Friday, I would think.
No, because I play on Sunday, is it?
Oh, it's Sunday. They'll probably go doing
Saturday.
I think they'll probably be doing there somewhere.
Aye, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a tough game for him, but
you'd be wanting to. Well, I wouldn't, but Ken,
some of the Celtic supporters probably want to swap jerseys and stuff, would they? Can't get.
I'd probably want to keep mine in.
That would be weird.
That'd be weird. Oh, see your collection. Shirt and his Messi, Ronaldo, Fraser.
I think they go to like cribs on MTV again. They go to a football player and I played against Romario, Bebeto, and Kevin Fraser. Every vocals.
Barry Massey.
Your namesake is missing for the game, though. He's still injured, really. Kevin Fraser for Bucky.
Is he still out?
I think he's still out.
Oh, it's a bit of a sickness for him.
Liam Harvey's just signed, though, for the Dons to Bucky. He's been there.
Last week. That happened last week, did it?
He's signed a permanent deal, I think.
All right, okay.
Speaking about loans and stuff, Aaron Reid, first game for Martin. Hat-trick.
Hat-trick, aye.
Found his level.
Well, still quite young. Aye. Isn't he?
Yeah, 22.
But better, I couldn't have got him back, like, because I think he enjoyed himself. Tara,
aye.
And I can't have had a buyback clause or something in their his contract.
Is he just loaned?
A sell on? Aye. Of course, he is just loaned for Aberdeen, isn't he?
Aye,
just loaned. But you'd have thought Tara
a clause in the contract for if you loan him out to Highland League,
he's got to come back. First refusal.
Aye, first refusal. Aye.
Same with a buyback, you would have thought, but. Might be harder to do.
Again, by back in Highland League, we've got first refusal.
Aye.
Because I reckon he probably enjoyed his time at Tyrone.
Oh, aye. But it's made him the player he was, Ken. It's got him to far he is, I suppose.
It's helped him.
What was the for Martin playing, though?
Keith.
So.
6'1"?
6'2".
6'2", aye.
I think Keith's second bottom, is it?
It's a bit of shocker at Brock, wasn't it? 2-2. Clark.
It's
a surprise, man.
Tyrone beat Clark. Last week was
like a 4, right?
Like a 4-5-1, and I think Clark. Clark whipped Wick. Was it Wick a 4 and a 7 now?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. They're in a bad time at just now, like. But
Clark, they'll be okay though.
Aye. Brora's playing in Scottish Cup this weekend as well.
Aye, they have Cove.
At home to Cove. At home, which gives him a wee chance. Aye, because I was getting put him in my accumulator. Cove.
Aye.
Could be a dryer, maybe.
Can I?
A tough game.
Brora away.
Cove are full-time new, though, aren't they?
Cove are full-time new, but...
Cove have been playing well this season, aren't they?
I've been sticky lately, aren't they? They've had a few bad results lately.
Drew against Kelly.
A bit like I said, I think it'd be an upset if Brora won.
I think so. It would be an upset.
I don't think so.
I would say it'd be an upset.
No?
I wouldn't be surprised if I seen Brora win. I wouldn't be like...
Wow,
unbelievable! But I would say
that's what I mean. Can Snigga be within the
lines? That would be a bad result for Cove to get beat by a Highland League team farther at new.
It's not like a Don's Darvel situation, but it's
possible.
Well,
awnings possible in football, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, the game's on.
That's it.
Sure,
I can see a game there. A lot of Scottish games could be off.
I was thinking about picking
a team for our accumulator, keeping a waff of Scotland.
Scotland, aye.
Because you could get a couple of cancellations.
Aye, and then you have to change it at the last minute. Mm-hmm. But Scottish Cup this weekend. Aberdeen's got Clyde on Friday night.
Must be on the TV, is it?
It must be on BBC Scotland. Was it a Friday night game that got beat by Darvel?
Or I think it was a Friday.
No, it was a Monday, was it?
Was it a Monday night, was it?
Because I might get out to work the next day, so it's definitely a Friday.
It must be a Monday. But Clyde are at the bottom of the second.
They are
in threat of getting relegated.
Well, Lowland?
No.
Maybe Lowland, would it? Clyde, would it?
Aye.
Lowland, aye.
Yep. It's League Two they're in, is it?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. So they're... Ian McCall's in charge of them, is he?
Is he?
Aye.
Because Elgin's picked up a couple of results. I kind of got a beat at the weekend, but they had a couple of results.
Good results before that.
They've signed a boy for Huntley as well.
Elgin is.
He'll maybe looking at Highland League boys now, maybe, and trying to get some.
I don't think there's too much difference between third division and Highland League. Well, top half Highland League, is it?
Aye.
They're massive.
Well, you see, teams going up in Dean, so we'll.
Aberdeen,
Clyde, hopefully it's near a sticky wicket for him, and should be a.
I think they should have learnt their lessons for Darvel. So.
Aye.
And it's going to get a bit shock here. I wouldn't have thought so.
I think it should be a professional performance, I would think.
And obviously, Celtic Bucky.
Far as Aberdeen at home, or is that away?
It's away, doing it Clyde. So.
Marks it sticky, yeah, but it should win.
Then Rangers got Dumbarton.
That's a Rangers play as well. It's an easy fixture.
Your Paul Lammers was a waff though, is he?
Utrecht, is it?
Utrecht,
half a season he's lost it.
Aye.
I would have rather got rid of Dessers.
Do you think so?
Aye,
but nobody's talking.
No.
Aye, Tully United wouldn't assign him.
He's bad.
But is it like a winter break or something they've had this last week at Scottish football?
Aye, it's a winter break, aye.
It's just like 2 weeks or something. Is it 2 weeks?
Oh. Aye, 2 weeks.
Aye, 2 weeks. Aye, 2 weeks and I played. So similar sort of doing in England as well, throws it, because there's like five fixtures this week and five fixtures.
They've spread
week.
One game week or two weeks.
Yeah.
I reckon if it adds a bit, like.
Maybe just a bit of game a break, maybe. Mm-hmm. I reckon.
But as I say, Scottish football been quite quiet. There's been a few transfer rumours and stuff like that kicking about, but nothing really interesting this thing. But you said it.
Shankland, there's rumours he's going to end up at Rangers, but.
Is it?
I read something a day again, but. It could be Abby Shightly.
Celtic signing a boy for $3 million for Vienna. The
aye,
and also looking at keeper for Liverpool, can Boyd Keller.
Oh, aye.
Subkeeper,
a sub goalie.
Looking at him, so I think Joe Hart's maybe finished, is he?
I don't know.
2 years ago,
I'm sure. That rate him at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, if I was analysing a Celtic team, I would say that's a weak spot for him.
Massively,
their keeper.
Massive.
Aye.
For he's. He's a good shot stopper sometimes, but he's a liability in my opinion.
Aye.
He's their weakest position.
If I'm a defender, I'm not confident with him.
No. Behind you.
Behind you.
Aye.
No.
In the Premier League at weekend, as you say, there's not much games really. Was it about half the no, 4 or 5 days?
Five games.
Aye, half a fixture list basically. Yeah.
Aye. But went a cracker a game though, Newcastle and Man City.
Aye, oh. So many goals in that game, man. Jesus Christ.
There was no one bad goal, was there?
Nah.
Every single goal was a class.
Mm-hmm.
Really good game. Aye. Really good game.
I like Silva's goals, but he lets back it through and back, kind of back heels it.
Aye.
Right for it. He's just unbelievable.
Goalie just can't save it.
It's just unbelievable when you see. But, and again, the boy's been better, a winner. If it was his name again, Bobo.
Aye. Norwegian boy.
The pass with De Bruyne is ridiculous, but he's still got to tuck it down. Oh. Close control, then another touch tucks it by the keeper. And
the three touches after De Bruyne's pass. Aye. Oh, man.
Aye. That's your elite level there.
Because Oscar Ball played against Scotland, mine, for Norway.
Aye.
And he was tearing up.
Oh, did he?
Aye. Yeah. Good player, like.
So if he is Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Aye. Just a young lad.
Just a young lad, aye.
But the pass with De Bruyne out and nothing.
Aye.
Can you're thinking,
comes on.
Oh my God.
Goal, assist.
Okay.
But straight away.
I'm not for Micah Richards can De Bruyne play in a quarterback position. What's that about? It's NFL. This is FIFA. Fucking quarterback. I can understand he's getting a bar and he's looking about and
pinging a boot
of bars and stuff like that.
Charge, but come on.
I can see the analogy, but it's different, isn't it?
Aye.
I can see what he's saying.
It's not the right sport.
No.
But De Bruyne back, massive
huge,
for Man City.
Huge. I think you almost forget how good he is, and then he comes back and you go, oh, aye. Oh, no, he is good.
That's,
5 minutes on the pitch. Oh,
but he did say after the game he's not up for playing 90 minutes yet. Like,
isn't
he says the best he could probably get out of him is half an hour, 20 minutes.
His passing's. How he sees the passes, I don't know.
His goal, he just passed it, did he? With speed.
No panic.
It's not just the pass, it's not just seeing the pass, it's executing. And he marks it look easy. Marks it, puts it in a sixpence.
that's when you can, you're a true genius at your sport. Folk are looking at you thinking, I could do that. That's easy.
And he's played for months.
Aye.
And he comes back and produces that. Because how many times the folk, they're out for months, and they come back and they die a great game. Well, he's been out for a few months. Game a bit of time. No. Straight on. Goal, assist.
Aye.
For centre of the park. No excuses.
Because a lot of folk put him in the fantasy this weekend because the Kenny was back. And just like, oh my God, never started. Aye. Fine. Then boom, goal.
Assisting goal again.
Class. Kind of hide class, can you?
That's going to be them just getting into gear now, I think.
Haaland coming back. That's major.
Aye.
Major.
Ken, for them to be missing out two players and still be in the mix.
Aye.
And then them coming back.
They've still got 165 charges.
Oh, they'll still get stripped out. Well, depends how big that Bruin envelope is. So
I think
see Everton are up again.
Aye, Nottingham Forest.
Aye, Nottingham Forest. Aye.
They've just spent too much of the.
But the
they've gone into too much debt.
Aye.
So you were allowed 100, I reckon. God, committee decision, obviously, 113 million in debt, you're allowed to be, but they were over it, and then they were over it again. So, but seemingly the Kent was coming.
Aye.
But,
it's a good day with the new stadium in R.
Well, cool. Aye, I think COVID, new stadium, but Kent, nobody else broke the rules. No. Apart from Nottingham Forest, Man City.
Man City, aye.
But the difference is that... with Man City, like Abdi's like moaning, well, Man City, and then happening at Man City again, but
well, eventually,
aye.
Well, they've set a date.
They've went into, they are claiming they're not going into debt, and they've did all this financial doping, getting fake sponsors and all this shit. So they've got a litany of shithousery going on.
Aye, that's gonna be a long court case.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
They should. I think something major will happen to him. Boy was on a. Was put up in front of the. Can it fit? Is it when you've got to go up in front of the MPs and they start finding questions? There's a date set for it now. Like,
they said there's going to be
a city's hearing.
Aye, and it's in front of government and I think.
Aye?
It's a serious shit.
They'll get hammered. I think they are going to get. Can I be saying, oh, it's nothing happening at a city, but that's investigation. How long it's starting? How much shithousery they've been up to? 160 odd charges.
But this is going to be government level. This is a Brun envelope for Saudis to the British.
No, they'll just say they're using the Horizon system or something.
The programme about it in 10 years' time.
It'll be a drama about it, and then I'll kick off.
Yeah. So, no, I hope they get stripped of a hanging bin.
I think something major is going on there. Aye, some major, major cheating.
Well, how can Abdi in the football world go through the COVID scenario and some folk have just broke even? Aye, major clubs just broke even. Man City made a massive, like, £600 million profit. Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
It's just...
Fits get happened to him, though. I'm looking forward to it when it starts.
Coming out.
It's going to be major news.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
Because then you're going to find out exactly...
Aye.
The shit that they've been up to.
Well, as I said, UEFA found him guilty previously, but they were time barred for. There's no time bar exemptions on the charges for the FA, whereas there was in UEFA. They were supposed to be getting kicked out the Champions League, but they didn't because they appealed it because it's time barred. So they've already been found guilty on multiple charges. So
I think you're going to find out about boys being given cash.
Aye.
Mancini be
was secret bank accounts and
well, allegedly.
Aye.
Allegedly.
Aye, just in case.
Mancini's listening.
Or Souk Mansour if it was.
But yes, if we got sued though, get our name right here, wouldn't it? Right.
Aye, it's gonna be a while yet before that's gonna happen, but Forest fans can't it was gonna happen as well because they had bought in how many players? 660 odd players or something?
I think they bought fucking
they bought so many players.
So many players that first season they come up, man. The boy went mad.
Something to be they're marking too much of a loss.
Aye.
Were it one season. Or is it three seasons or something? But that kind of ends and outs, but they've been doing stuff they shouldn't have been. Aye. There's rules there for a reason, and it's not fair if the other teams have abided by them, and the teams, and they deserve to be punished. Aye.
Correct.
But I was hearing that they think that Everton, they're appealing their 10-point deduction, their first team.
Are they?
So the rumour is they'll reduce the 10 points and give them 6 points, and then they'll give them 4 points for the next team, so it's still only 10.
That's poor.
That's what they think. Again, speculating.
That's two different charges.
Isn't it? I know.
I would think, right, okay, 10's harsh, we'll give you 6. Oh, right, we'll give you 10 this time.
That's 16.
That's what you get. Now just behave.
Aye.
I mean, but getting another points deduction for Everton, serious. Cause
but if they appeal and lose the appeal, can they get hammered more?
No, sure.
No. Because if you appeal a suspension sometimes, so you get an extra game for appealing. I think I should always be a punishment for appealing if you've not got a case.
It's like murder, I suppose, is it?
It'd be interesting to see if, kind of like Everton appeal and they get their ban reduced, could other clubs then say, well, that's not fair?
I wouldn't
get a hard one there.
Especially your clubs that are doing here. Like, say, your Lutons and your Sheffield United.
Well, the teams that got relegated this season, Everton are cheating.
Southampton's and Leicester's.
They've got a case as well. We got relegated.
They were cheating.
If they hadn't cheated, we might have bid up.
Aye. So we've lost X amount of revenue, so we're suing you for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking minefield, is it?
It's going to be good.
But they do seem to be, like, as FFP commute ages ago, but now they seem to be tucking it serious now, all of a sudden. Yeah.
Aye. You've got to maybe not get enough backhanders.
It maybe tucks so long to can see audit financial information and get it properly audited. And kind of,
I think it's team grip because they don't like the Saudi money. They like the Saudi money, but they don't like to see a team being bought over by Saudi money and just them spending willy-nilly.
Aye. Maybe
crazy money, Ken.
It's maybe why Newcastle's gone so slowly.
Aye, well, I think they are handicapped by the FFP.
They're supposedly losing some stupid amount of money a week, Newcastle.
Are they?
No, I've seen a read article today. Is it 200,000 a week or something?
Oh, they're going to be long afore they'll.
What else is that?
They've their fan base. Well, it's a massive fan base in Newcastle, is it?
Aye.
But it's
near a big club like a Liverpool, United, aye, City,
yeah,
Barca, Real Madrid. Again,
if you go and hold it at Tenerife, you'll see Man United tops, Liverpool tops.
Aye.
But when I see a Newcastle, you maybe see one. Uh-huh. You're starting to see more City tops floating about now, are you?
Aye. Yeah. There's a Newcastle bar in Turkey, marvellous. But Eddie Howe, though, Jinkies and a Shugley Pig. Think Newcastle going through a bit of sticky spell?
Well, that's Mourinho, sack for Roma.
Aye. Is he suited to that kind of club, though?
I think he would be.
He's a checkbook manager, though, is he, Mourinho?
Faz nay like, but
no, I can't.
But nowadays, but I think he would suit our job. He'd be the attacking minute.
Next level.
I think he would.
He's a boy you want when you've got Billy Big Times kicking about.
Aye.
Can Eddie Howe, for all the good that he's done, I think, has he maybe got as far as he can go before he needs to mark that next step to get the big, kind of get
he's getting the
world class players
in. He's getting the best out of like the long staffs and the Miley's and players like that. But when it comes to getting Tenali and that coming back and things like that,
they're big players that they need to go
at next stage.
Champions League quarterfinals.
Handle egos.
Yeah. Mm.
Saying that, Mourinho's needed a great job. What? But he always gets a trophy, does he?
Yeah, he always
wins. He got a conference at
Roma,
and he lost to UEFA. Yeah. The Midline Europa.
He lost in the final, man. When he chased a referee, was it?
It was English referee.
Yeah, that's right. Aye.
Into car park.
Aye. How's teen Newcastle as far as you can tell him?
I think so.
Aye, I'd agree with that.
If I was Newcastle, I'd be seriously thinking about Mourinho.
Aye.
I would. I still think he's a top manager.
His CV doesn't lie, does it?
Nah. He has been good. Ken, obviously, he was Champions League manager, really, and winning trophies at level top clubs, Chelsea and that. But the only question is can his philosophy work nowadays, Ken?
I would think so.
Because
his management with us younger players coming through, is he getting to that stage for his style, Oman management maybe doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Kane's that. Maybe I don't know how he's gotten on at Roma, but he's still done a job here and he's working with big players. And
I'd love to play for Mourinho, I think.
Aye, it'd be same.
Aye.
I think I'd love it. Aye.
If you're fragile, would it work?
No.
But if you're fragile, you get to win big things if you're a fragile player anyway. Do you know what I mean?
No,
you're not going to be playing
it. I think the teams that win have still got big personalities, Ken. Mm-hmm, like your cities, they ain't got any fragile players, have they?
No.
Foden, maybe.
he's peripheral.
Ken, but you've still your Rodri's in there and...
Ken, Haaland, Rodri, Ederson and
De Bruyne. De Bruyne is solid enough personality.
Ken, all these
Kyle
boys.
Walkers and all your...
The goalie. Aye, Walker, aye.
Aye. How about... your team at the weekend, Man U, Spurs. It was a good game in that.
First half was decent. Second half, United were dominated by Spurs. Both could have won it in the end. Spurs hot the bar. McTominay missed a sitter for 2 yards. Spurs,
I think just a thockty too high for him.
Maybe.
Was a chance, but he was at full leap and he just couldn't get his heed to get it doing why. I think the cross was just... I thought it too high because he's a big loon.
Aye.
McTominay.
Maybe it was just that bit too high, but Ken, they could have won it in the end. I would have Tina draw for started, to be honest with you.
Aye.
Spurs were a better team. Did they deserve to win?
Well, my night when 1-0 up, then in Spurs kind of team, or then you thought, oh, they've scored 1-1. Then you thought that Spurs are looking to score again. Then my night whopped apart 2-1 half time.
I was texting our Tottenham pal, Warbs.
Aye.
I says, Tottenham are dominating a possession, but Man United look more likely to score. And that was just before Rashford scored.
Aye.
I says, it's just, they just look more dangerous. Aye. In the first half.
Aye.
But in the second half, Tottenham controlled the game. But
Porro, as much as he's good going forward, I think he's a great defender.
No, Rashford was giving him a hell of a time, especially in the first half. He couldn't control Rashford.
Yeah.
Rashford looked like a bit like he did last season.
Aye.
But I think playing Tottenham suits Rashford because there's heaps of space under him, because Tottenham didn't. They're about attacking as we can. So they leave spaces in behind, and that's ideal for Rashford because he can just knock a bar and run again.
Yeah.
And that suits him down to a T.
His decision making is fucking shocking.
And you know what? You want to see him driving at boys, mate. With that pace he's got.
Drive at him and get you a cross in, or drive in and get a shot off.
How much time does he receive a bar and he's whacking?
Aye.
And then he'll just jink a wee bit and then pass it back.
Aye. Jinks like, inside, beat one boy, then passes.
Get it and be direct. Can you think, come on.
Can you see Garnacho?
I don't care if you lose a bar 5 times out of 10. At 5 times you dinner, you get the byline, serious danger.
Something happens.
I don't care if we lose possession noon again.
Granacho's so direct.
A chance.
He just gets a ball and just drives.
Is that a confidence thing?
No, I just think he's a bad decision maker.
I think
last season, I think, was probably best you'll ever see him play.
Aye.
I was once in a blue moon.
But that shows contract. You. That shows aye. You. Fit he can be.
Exactly.
And if you can be at one season, you can be at every season.
Yeah.
But like the great Vince Lombardi says, it's not nice being good doing again.
No.
You've got to be good all the time.
Aye.
Yeah. Set yourself up.
Especially if you're at a club like Man United. Yeah. It's not nice being good once every 3 games. You've got to be good 3 games out of 3.
Yeah.
Ken, you can't tuck your foot off a pedal at these clubs, or you're not getting win fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hoyland scored again, though.
Hoyland scored again. I took his goal wheel.
Aye.
Good finish.
It was a good finish.
Got to do his feet.
Yeah.
I thought they'd fucked it up. Rashford cut in and kind of got in each other's way. But bar broke and he took his chance.
Aye.
Good finish.
Aye. Laces.
Aye. Yeah.
It was a good finish.
It was a good game. I was obviously.
It was a good game. Every Spurs game's good.
Nah, true.
I enjoy watching. To be fair, I enjoy watching Spurs. It was hard watch, obviously, second half against United, but it was.
Penalties?
No, no penalties.
Oh, come on. Injustice League, maybe. Oh, yeah. But Timo Werner, mere assist this season, aren't he?
That's nailed it. I mean, and gone joking, I said, gone back to United and assists. That's far the biggest issue is. Can't create the decision making. They've got 2 wide men that cut in all the time, so they can't cross the bar, so Hoyland doesn't get service.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very poor. Very poor. Something really needs to
Werner
change.
Werner was very much like fit you can Werner to be. Sometimes you're like, whoo ya, whoo ya, he's a player. And the next time you think, oh, come on, man.
No, you can't ball like 5 yards, boy. And,
I kind of see. Maybe he had a Ken if Arjo get a tune out of him. He's got bags of pace, but he's a bit like Rashford, you can Werner. He reminds me a wee bit of Rashford. Like.
But see if you've seen Werner gone one-on-one with goal, you think, you're not worried.
Aye.
It's like Nunes at Liverpool. You're not worried.
Well, he cut inside, hit a shot in his right foot. I think it was about 30 foot through the bar. Aye. In the first half.
That's right.
If he's through in goal, that wouldn't worry me.
He's not. He's a.
But if Salah's through in goal,
aye,
you're worried.
Yeah.
Back to confidence, I think it's a confidence thing. Because Timo Werner's obviously had a rapid decline since he left Chelsea, is he?
Well, at Chelsea.
Well, he was at Chelsea.
Come out
of the Bundesliga and was shite.
Aye.
He was in the German team, scoring goals for them.
Aye.
I think he's a good fit for Spurs if he can pull his finger out. And be a bit more deadly in front of goal.
Aye.
But I think it's like running fast, finishing. You've either got it or you haven't, in my opinion. Aye. I don't think he can coach it or teach it. Boys are deadly finishers, are they? Nah.
Mm-hmm. You see how we an Arsenal striker, just the movement they've got. Within that penalty area.
Aye.
Can some of that can't be taught. You just can fit the D.
And like you say, you can with players, do you?
Aye.
Well, if he's got a chance, that's getting a big goal. Can, like, you start walking back to halfway. Van Nistelrooy was 3-1-1. Well, aye, let's just see back, boys, because that's getting a big goal.
That's a goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Ken R9.
Aye. He's boys. Did that miss? Mm-hmm. They'll score 9 times out of 10. Aye. But like Werner Rashford will be 1 time out of 9.
If Werner Rashner score, you're like, oh my God, it's a goal. If Van Nistelrooy or R9 miss, you're like, oh my God, they've missed.
Again.
Ken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Majowski. It's like a European game. I think Duke was through, I can't mind what team it was. Duke was through 1-1. You said, Jesus, that was Majowski. That was buried. Then Majowski
second
was
half.
Second half, exactly same chance. Missed. But you were shocked at Majowski missing it. Yeah, because he usually buries it.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not well yet.
Some
a lot of stuff happens at end of the window, though, does it?
Aye.
Because folk, Ken, it's all about getting a good deal, is it? Aye. So if you leave it to the last minute.
It's all about getting the dominoes lined up before aye. The domino effect. It just talks of one move
aye.
To mark a chain reaction.
It's a nightmare, though, because if Aberdeen lose Majowski, they've got somebody to come in.
They've got Sokler.
They've got to lose him and they replace him.
You never know. They might hear somebody lined up.
Aye. But you're like, well, we're only going to go for that.
A domino effect.
If Majowski goes. But you're leaving out of this till the last
and
day.
Then the club or maybe the Kenny Burdeens are what to come in for their boys. So they've got somebody else lined up. Can they just are just click into place.
To be fair, Spurs, they've did their business early doors. They got Werner in, they got sent a half boy in early doors. They needed that. They got him in and that's it.
Then
that's the best way to do business. That's not like Levy either, because he's another one.
Once he's bargained,
you can't blame clubs for wanting the best deal possible.
No, but
you make life hard for yourself.
But sometimes the best deal possible is getting it done early.
Aye.
Can sometimes you pay dear or pay cheap.
Aye.
And pay dear if you can. I mean, so
a good analogy is like the wife going to Aberdeen, going shopping, and she'll go in their shop and she'll see something she likes. Why are you buying it? Oh, I might get it cheaper somewhere else.
Aye.
And go to another shop.
Or I might see something else.
Shop, then end up going back to the same fucking shop 3 years later to buy it.
Before you could have been a halfway home.
Exactly.
And then, you know, why home, once you've bought it, you see a place selling it £5 cheaper. Or you look online.
And I'm saying, you still got the receipt.
Obviously, I have 2 transfer rumours on that. Calvin Phillips and Jordan Henderson, where did him get Ajax now?
Aye.
I was wondering how they getting his move, because the one who wanted to release him.
Aye, because he's to pay and sell back out the contract.
So, yeah.
That's going to be cheap. And Calvin Phillips, there's a few clubs looking at him, Newcastle, then Crystal Palace.
Well, I think that's getting far through as well, because I think City were looking for a loan fee for him.
Okay, a loan fee.
Mm-hmm.
See, with Calvin Phillips, that was a big win for City against Newcastle, and I thought they went a wee bit over the score with some of the celebrations. Again, it's a big win, because it was 2-1 doing difficult place, and they got it then, because Pep seemed to be a bit more animated than usual.
Sorry.
Running on the pitch, right? But I seen Calvin Phillips on the pitch celebrating.
But you did.
The boys never kicked a bar. If you're ham, you're just heading in.
You're doing it, Donald.
Aye.
Changed.
You're not part of it.
Sitting in the bus
waiting. You're
sitting in the bus waiting.
Aye. Fair enough if he's coming on as a sub for 20 minutes at end of game. You are part of it. But he is totally frozen out.
He's a Carabao Cup team player, is he?
Why did he even sign for him? And I can understand why he signed for him.
For his wage chance
to win stuff. But then, if you're not getting a game, I must be sold as
well. Just
get rot. I can see why he went. You're going to the biggest, best team in the country is in for you.
Yeah.
You're going to go.
Because
you back yourself. And the fact that they're in for you gives you confidence. Oh, I must be good. Kid. But if he looks back at fit time, did he enjoy most? Leeds or Man City?
Okay,
he was buzzing.
That's no contest,
is
there?
Every week, any starting 11 for Leeds, probably first name doing the team sheet, him and Bamford.
Huge player for Leeds.
Fucking fans loved him and I.
Now he's a nobody.
Bet you the half the Man City plastics that even came for years.
Aye.
Southgate's still pitching,
but exactly, that's a strange one, is it? Absolutely strange.
Southgate.
Yeah. I just thought there's word of him going to Crystal Palace, Calvin Phillips. Man United's looking at the boy Elise.
I think that'll happen maybe in the summer if it does happen, because I think they were swapping Juan Bissaka out for him as well.
Aye,
back to Palace.
Part of the deal, aye.
Mm. Heard it here first.
Yep.
Seen the thing he was in the stand,
Sir Jim.
Aye, Ratcliffe's sitting next to
Fergie. Get some tips for Fergie.
We've got Sir Jim, we've got Sir Alex, and we've got Sir Dave.
Aye.
And we've got a new CEO today as well. He was appointed today, some Jean-Claude somebody, and I really read up about him yet. So
they're in to sort of fit by thing.
Aye, 100%.
They're in. The Glazers have said, right,
Glazers are,
you can buy in, you tuck a stake. You sort out the
You sort it out.
And you just keep money, keep coming, my money to me, coming in. But you boys sort it out.
You sort it out. You defeat you.
That's better, though, than it was a four.
Aye, because now the Glazers have got somebody in. It can, well, I don't know, Ken, if he can't fit his D in yet, because proof will be in the pudding, but you'd like to think he can't fit his D in.
You're seeing it somewhere, I think. Fit kind of prices, fit kind of players, fit kind of contracts. Aye. And far goes.
And if he's still got his manager in place.
Aye. I always think when you get a new thing like that, usually a manager gets replaced because you want your own man, do you?
Abdi's in trial now, aren't they?
Aye, yeah.
This is your chance to prove it.
Aye.
And maybe that's why you got a tune at Rashford on Sunday because he was there.
Aye.
I kind of sounds stupid, but...
Aye, maybe, there's nothing.
Maybe Wiz can.
Aye. But shouldn't I need that? Like.
Shouldn't I need that? But it tells you how you need to get about him.
Aye, well, true.
So here's a predicament for you. Go on. Summertime comes. Radcliffe says, right, we're getting rid of Erik ten Hag.
Mm-hmm.
This next 4 months, Sancho rips it back up again in the Bundesliga.
Mm-hmm.
Tick him back?
No.
No.
He showed his colours to me.
It's true colours. It's true colours.
I'm pretty sure Sir Jim, fucking his sidekick, I'll think that.
Aye. Aye. Rosie.
He showed his colours. He's
Brailsford. Aye.
Rosie. He's not a Man United player.
No.
He's not got the mentality for it.
Aye, but I see he hit an assist against the bottom team in the Bundesliga and nobody's going, see, he's amazing. Fuck off.
Aye. Yeah, get up.
Aye. Before we move on, Ramsey, he's come off a loan for Preston. He's brought back to Liverpool. He's only played 2 games.
For?
Calvin Ramsey.
So he's back at Liverpool.
Back at Liverpool.
Because, well, that's Trent out again, so that could have been his chance, but he's not
good.
Aye, that boy.
Bradley.
He's good.
I watched him last week. I was trying to tell you about.
He's a good player.
He's a good little player. Like,
aye, very good.
Yep.
So, but look, I said,
I can see him being the full-time right back and
Trent moving
Trent
on.
Trent will be into midfield. Aye. That's why Wesley.
Aye. They're playing good, like Liverpool just now.
Right, but to be fair, they are.
Aye.
Hate him.
It would be the biggest game of the season, is it? Man City Liverpool.
Eh?
Man City Liverpool's going to be the decider of the season. If they're playing each other, it'll be sick.
No, it's decided already. City's won the league.
Nah. No. It's still close.
100%.
Aye. Right, we'll move on to this week's Justice League.
Oh, why?
There's a couple. The first team was Friday night. Luton.
Oh, yes, the 1-1.
Last minute goal.
Aye.
Nae for me. That's not a free kick. It was the right decision.
I didn't see much amount of weight.
For a change, a keeper's not getting protected. He's too soft. He needs to cut. If he's coming out, he's got to come out with more authority.
The boy didn't do much wrong. He was
he's
there. He was there already.
How much times do you see a striker backing into the centre half like that? It's never a free kick.
He was there. He was there already.
Aye. It's part in company. He's greeting.
If a keeper comes out, he talks a thing.
Aye.
Smashes him.
I just kind of stand managers greeting like that about refs. I really get some my wick. If I owned a club, the manager would never ever use refs as an excuse.
Aye.
Could be the worst decision in the world. We'll never ever use them.
If you're not happy with it, just say I can't comment on the referee.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think too soft in the keepers.
Aye, absolutely.
The goalie's got the advantage of coming out and again 3-4 feet of his hands above him if he wants.
Yeah.
And he's just fine doing
it. It was said the other night when he was watching Man United again about keepers nowadays. They're not coming out for crosses and things like that. They're just biding their goal lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have at that instance because he's came a fair distance. And he's got to spy, he's got to come through bodies. So if he's coming through bodies, he's got to come out with
strength,
solid push. Hopefully get a free kick.
Have you seen the Luton video they put up with the keepers diving in that game? He's obviously, boy, is it Trafford in goals? Is it
Trafford?
He was diving about out of place, Ken.
Aye.
Then obviously the free kick was not given. Then it cuts to the Luton keeper, Dina Wee dive. Like, aye, taking the piss there. Brilliant. Aye, so nay change in the result there. Nothing there.
It was a good bit of shithousery for Love at the end of the Packers.
What was that?
Well, Ken with the snap count.
Aye.
I can't remember if it, he says, fuck me, my brain's going to mush. Cowboys quarterback.
Prescott.
He says something like, are we ready? Can we do last snap for tucking the knee? Well, Love said it, didn't he?
Prescott,
are we ready?
Aye.
Snap!
I love that shit.
Aye, shithouse.
I love shithouse. I fucking love it.
Come in, fit as he says.
He says it, you hear it loud.
He's very loud.
Next Justice League was the Man United Spurs game, the Garnacho.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Pen.
No pen.
I'm just going on previous penalties it's been given.
Okay, can you show me a couple examples?
The Man City and Rodri against Hoyland.
Oh, aye. That was a softy. They got aye.
City got aye.
Aye, that was a softy.
No, I'm pulling your leg here. It's not belly.
Aye.
He had his hands clearly ruin him.
Mm-hmm. I watching the ref watch, the boy said he actually lifted him off the ground.
Aye, Warnock.
How can you lift somebody with your hands outstretched?
It was a bit strange for
Doggy.
And Doggy did. Aye, and he did put his hands
ruin right ruin him.
But aye. I think Garnacho like tried to wriggle and get an ass.
But if he'd bid on his feet, he's still got a bar.
Aye.
Aye.
I think if a ref gave a pen now, VAR wouldn't have overturned it.
No, I don't think so. It's one of that means.
I don't think it's in for VAR. It's in for a ref.
I don't know.
Ref didn't give it. So.
If that's given, I'm
soft.
I'm not.
If it was given,
I'm not.
But and Doggy was asking for trouble a wee bit. To be fair,
I do not.
Because I watched it again. I seen it again today. Well, we had clip. It was sent through.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For the compared Rodri scene.
Aye.
And when I watched it today, it seemed and Doggy did it a whole. He did it.
He did grab him.
I think it would have been soft.
For me, it's. Is it even a kind of that's in the halfway line? Is it even a free kick? I don't think so. Is it?
Aye, it's not like their bodies were. But touching
you need consistency.
Aye. Oh, aye, yeah.
But you'll never get.
You'll never get. So fucking. We're
working with humans.
It's a pipe dream.
Aye, we're working with humans here. No AI yet.
Yet.
So no change yet.
No.
I think we hold it in a box, right? Sometimes they'll give it,
aye.
And sometimes they win it. But if you hudge somebody in a box, you're taking a chance.
Correct.
So if you hudge somebody in the box and the penalty's given, it's your fault.
Aye.
You shouldn't have hudded him.
Ken,
simple.
Why didn't the Doggy need to hud him here?
That's what if a penalty was given, I'd say that was soft, but he's stupid because you're asking for trouble.
Aye. Yeah.
Sometimes you get him, sometimes you didn't.
But you'll probably find that with each corner kink, there would probably be a free aim, a penalty, if that's the case. Because the amount of holding and grappling and a corner kick is unreal nowadays.
It's a caper.
So no change, you have about the other way about a Doggy. On Garnacho and not a Doggy. It's they clipping him now. They may not know.
Garnacho on and Doggy.
Aye.
For a sparse pen.
Aye.
No.
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 I was no pens in that game, Mike.
No.
Rashford, for me, it was outside the box. It was a free kick. Ken, his foot was on the line, but the foul was outside. It's once his foot comes off a deck, he's fouled, I think, quite clearly outside the box.
It's outside the box, but if his foot was on the line, then he got fouled technically.
It's a penalty.
It's a penalty.
She's
fits on the line.
Yeah. And lastly, I just wrote it down here. You see the Villa goal, it was disallowed. Happy with that being offside? It was
Villa goal disallowed. Oh, the boy, it was a close call. Was like, it took about 3 minutes.
Three and a half minutes to.
Was he standing in front of the goalie?
Aye.
Affecting his line of sight. I don't think you can overturn that because it's supposed to be foolproof, really, an offside. I can't interpret. You can't get a bit of interpretation whether he's blocking the keeper's view or whether he's nay. But if it's called offside, then you've got to.
But if it's in his general direction and he's offside and the keeper, it's an offside.
Aye,
so it's interfering with play.
I think it's another good week for the refs, to be honest.
Aye, I think they're doing their job. They've obviously been listening to this pod and thinking,
how good was it watching the football without VAR though?
The FA Cup.
Aye.
Brilliant.
Aye, it was good. It's good with the wood. Yeah. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Right, it is.
And Towers, a major decision goes against your club. You go, first far.
Okay, but then that's for the proper argument comes out. Exactly, that's what was all about at one point.
Yeah.
But if there was a major decision went against your club.
Oh, you'd be pissed.
You'd be like, that's why we've got VAR.
Aye. But at least you just blame a referee and you're not blaming technology.
I was something, I can't mind if it fucking was new in FA Cup without VAR. I was thinking, fuck, if I was VAR, I can't mind if it was new.
Yeah. Good stuff. We'll move on to this week's Wanker of the Week.
What a fucking wanker.
I was struggling a bit this week.
Was you?
Aye.
Was you?
Yeah. But I've got you.
Aye.
Thought you would.
Yeah, we should find somebody. Yeah,
find somebody. Say somebody you dislike.
Just go on to Twitter. Scroll for 50 seconds, you'll find a wanker.
That's a hellhole of a place.
It's isn't? Like oh my a hellhole opinion, is it?
Oh,
it's a why. It's how it's spoken on air. It's never would never be like that face to face. Folk give their opinions on Twitter. They'd never say it to your face.
No.
You're a hard man. Everybody is a hard man.
Keyboard warriors.
And a computer screen or on their phone.
Yeah.
Ken.
Saying that, I'd say some things to some folks' faces.
But can you get... So, folk, then I just disagree, though. They're
vindictive about it. You can't hear...
If your opinion doesn't align with theirs, you're a scumbag.
Aye.
Ken, it could be... Could be anything. Aye. It's a lot less tiniest thing. The worst thing is the Palestine Israel. Carry on. That's fucking unbelievable. That's venom and that.
Crazy,
is it?
Honestly.
If you're, it's one side or the other, and there's nae in between.
Aye.
And if you're on that side, and you are the lowest of low.
There's nae. Oh, well, I can see that point of view, and I can see this, and I can understand their argument. I cannot. No.
There's nae middle ground here.
Nah.
And that's why. Yeah, until you find some sort of middle ground, you'll never solve that problem. Ever. It'll just go on, and mere folk will get killed, and it'll just... So you've got to find some sort of compromise, have you? Both sides.
Get a cheap hold of you.
Aye, Gaza. Fucking hell. How do you even get her?
I can.
You take a fly into Israel and...
Talk some about migrant boats. It's floating about in the channel.
What else the fuck just news?
Need a massive reset.
We came Yemen. Just fucking. So one of the weeks, five wins to go.
I've went Troy Deeney for his.
His little outburst.
Outburst after a game. They got beat by. Oh, it was on our accumulator for they got beat by again.
Was
Harrogate?
It? Harrogate, aye.
Oh, they picked him. They got beat 2-0 and he came out and he said something about Davo, the right back. Oh, he was in the Premier League, but looks like he's kicking the bar with shin pads. All the time. I had to hook him. I tell him you'll not be playing next week because Ken, you're just nay, you're shite.
Aye,
saying that in an interview, out in public, and then saying they're cowards and just such a rookie error. For Ken,
he's not a manager.
Well, he's nay with shite like that.
He's nay blessed with brains as Deeney, though, is he?
Nah, that just shows it, and he'll go nowhere. Criticising your players, all you want in a dressing room. That's for it should
name for it. Is
that's for it's at. You come out and you defend your players. They could have had the worst performance you've ever seen in your life, and you say, "Can you give some excuses, Ken?"
Aye.
And Abdi Kens, he's toeing the line.
Yeah, but some fans think that's great, Ken, but it's not good. Because if there's one thing to get players against you is going out and absolutely hammering them to the.
So one way of losing the changing room is doing that shit.
Absolutely. He's not going to last.
No.
Because, not a lot of folk last there anyway. But he's went to the team that's rock bottom of League 2. Ken, what's he expecting?
He was playing he was playing for a start for them, was he? Then he got a job of being a manager.
Because nobody else wanted it, probably.
Exactly. Well, Ferguson was there, and he didn't last long either. Is that Forest Green, the Hale Eco Club and all that shit?
You say, I can see my players, I give them everything. We'll turn it around, Ken. We just need to get him on a practice pitch. Ken, we'll work on things, and I can see you're something here. You get all that bullshit. Nah, you didn't do it and hammer him.
Yeah.
Because that'll do nothing.
Yeah.
That is only going to be bad. There's good can come for it.
No, there's no going to be any positives coming out of that.
Ken, I would be the odd player. I'll fucking show him.
Aye. But he'll consent.
Nah, new. There's not a lot of them new. Nah. Because he'll be, our boy Davo, he'll be pissed off with him. And he only had half a dozen mates. They'll be pissed off with him. Aye. So that's half the dressing room gone already.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Kenny. I bet he's getting it apart in the dressing room, and I played at top level.
I can hear him.
You didn't want to hear that shit either.
You can hear him. He's speaking absolute shite.
So yeah. Troy Deeney. Shit. Dunk loves him for.
Oh, Troy Deeney probably thought you were still in talk sport.
Maybe. Yeah.
A bit of clickbait in the dressing room.
Aye.
Shit. And then he came out and apologised.
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Didn't I apologise for something? Didn't I say it? Shed.
Marcus Rashford.
Aye.
Celebration after a fucking goal.
Aye.
Neat. Isn't the school that at Old Trafford for 7 months?
Aye, mate, was it?
7 months at him. Isn't he scored? Knee slides and he's giving that to the crowd.
Like he's yapping.
I never noticed that.
Fucking prick.
Keep talking. That was scored, like Maguire, wasn't it?
Plugged his ears.
Aye.
You fucking scored a goal, you prick. First time in Old Trafford for 7 months, as I said. Fucking clap a barge or something, or get a crowd going, but he's getting a fucking yapping.
Aye.
Prick.
Aye.
Or look at D-Day finger and look this guy.
Oh, I did tell him. Or kiss your ass stuff. Fucking idiot.
Was he doing a yapping sign? I've never seen that.
Sliding Bane getting a yapping sign.
Oh my fucking God, dick.
Honestly, thinks he's fucking Maradona. Shit,
I never noticed that either.
You watch what
one goal's not enough to shut folk up.
Especially see if he'd scored 30 goals.
Aye, like last season he could have done that.
Keep talking. I'll prove it in the park. You scored. You know, your mate Sancho's fucked off the German league, and he's tweeting, "Yes, sir, Ken, back playing and enjoying again." And he's tweeting under, "Yes, sir, Ken," his big thumbs up. My mate, back playing again. Fuck off, Rashford.
Yep. I've never liked him in a Man United player. Mine was going to be, is it Nancy Nash Betts? But I've changed it last minute today. She's an actress. She played in the kind of Dahmer thing.
Aye.
She was in there. She got like a supporting role. But she went up on stage and thanked herself.
How?
She went up stage and one person I want to thank is myself.
Oh, yeah.
And then she went on.
I can imagine.
Then she went on about.
I've been through all these things in my life, and now I've come out and showed everybody what can be done if you never give up. That sort of shit.
Then she was going on about how she is giving black and brown people a voice.
Fuck. And I was like, you've got nowhere in movies and shit unless you're like at me.
It was going to be hard, but I changed it last minute to Ali Carter.
Like snooker player.
For all the shit that's going on with him and O'Sullivan.
Oh.
If it happened. Accusing O'Sullivan of spitting on the fleer and shit like that. And obviously, you know, a bit of crack with the fans and telling them to shut the fuck up and stuff. Did you watch snooker?
But isn't there a bigger grits more than O'Sullivan, though?
No.
He was saying that Ali Pally was a shithole. Ken, he's got. I think he's a bit of a clean freak in here, Sullivan. He said, "Hail place is a shithole. It's minging, Ken."
And then are the young team coming through a shite?
Aye.
Well, he came out today, and was it yesterday or the day, speaking about Ali Carter, saying he's got a fucking mental problem and he needs to sort himself out and stuff like that.
Aye.
Aye. For him to read it tonight, like he's got half a name. Irony is.
Aye.
About Ali. Because they supposedly fan out for the last 20 years, I think.
I think it was a
final in 2018. I think Ronnie barged into him and so there's been a bit of fucking bad words between the two of them.
You need that though.
Especially snooker. Ken, what else you get to do, Ken?
Cue right or a heed.
There was fucking some great snooker last week.
That matches right in my mug of truth.
Is it?
Oh.
Well, we'll move on to mug of truth then.
Go on.
The mug.
Well, you finished though, mate.
I was.
Yeah.
He is new.
Right. You'd never think this was a bugger truth, but me and the wife for this discussion in the car must have lasted me 20 minutes.
Aye.
Once I said it. So, if it would be Sarah, take a pool cue, right? Near the far end, the thin end. A half whip in the face or an absolute fallout belt in the face with you. If it would be Sarah.
You can, it's coming.
Mine for news to get.
There's market difference. Because if you stood there and asked for it, it's going to be Sierra no matter fit. You didn't can, it's coming.
Mine for news to get whipped with the towel. Just to
sting like fuck.
I think that's fit like
my opinion, and the wife disagreed, Matt. That's why a wee whip is a lot stingier than if somebody hit you full. But it wouldn't happen with a baseball bat. Now, a baseball bat, you'd prefer.
Oh, because it's got a thick end.
And again, you did eat with fat end.
No, deep with thin end.
The thin end. Because if it's full whack, it just snaps in half straight away. So you hadn't got, but if it's a whip, it stays rigid. So I think I'd rather attack again. Ken, if you were asked, if a boy goes like, "Figure what, full whack or half whip?"
Aye,
and you're expecting it, you would say a half whip.
Whip, aye.
But that would be Sarah. An analogy, another thing I'd give you is a rubber bullet to an actual bullet. I think a rubber bullet would be Sarah than an actual bullet. Now, an actual bullet would kill you in the right place.
Aye.
Say with a rubber in. It's the real bullet would be more lethal, but a rubber bullet would be Sarah. Because it doesn't penetrate and go in.
No, it just breaks bones, does it?
A lot of folk that have been stabbed said, "I thought a boy had punched me a few times. Aye. And then I realised once the blood started to move, I'd actually been stabbed.
We need to find somebody who's been shot by a rubber bullet.
Well, or a jackass, a boy taking a rubber bullet. You see a bruise that can move in.
Oh, right. I think I'd be...
You can like say paintballing. If you can paintballing.
A paint pass.
It's fucking sick.
If
you got shot and it went clean through
your clavicle.
You'd hardly feel it. I bet you'd hardly feel it.
Clavicle, I think. I'd rather hear a real bullet go through here because you can't go right through, maybe.
Aye, that wouldn't have vital organs hit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't expecting it, I think you could get shot and hardly feel it.
Nah, sure, getting shot in a leg or something. Oh, you bastard.
On a big day.
Oh, right through your hand. Can you go to block a bullet?
Aye, or a bridge of the nose.
Oh, sideways.
Oh, man. Because,
So Katie thinks that the full whack would be Sarah.
She says, it's obviously going to be Sarah.
I think a full whack would be Sarah.
Nah, I don't think so. I think a half whip would be Sarah. Be stingier. Right, I teen off a tip of my finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've trapped my finger on a door.
That is painful.
And it was fucking agony. I teen off the end of my finger.
Aye.
I didn't feel it. Only reason I kent something had happened because my hand was down by my side and I felt a trickle of blood going down my leg. I had shorts on, Ken. So I seen it. I thought, how's my leg cut? Ken, I didn't care if it had happened. And then I looked and I seen the fucking end of my finger was gone.
Gone.
I hardly felt it. But if I trap it in a fucking door. Jesus Christ.
It's like, if it was your other, it's like kind of kicking the steens or a flick in the bars.
Aye, a fall whack or a sometimes could be sir.
Both are sir, but sometimes a flick's worse than a fucking kick in his jeans, is it?
I like pinging about.
A stubbed tee could be worse than if you guillotined it.
Aye, 100%.
Oh, aye, definitely. If it made a cut in my finger, it'd be a sharp, sharp blade.
Aye.
I'd rather hear a sharp blade cut than a paper cut.
Aye.
Paper cut is sharp, though.
Nay, as sharp as a knife.
A sharp knife. Another thing... The mere trauma, I think the quicker the adrenaline gets there and it's less painful.
Aye.
The mere trauma it is, Ken.
Aye.
But you're getting your mere trauma getting a full whack in the face than you are just a whip in the face.
That's what I'm saying. Because if it's mere trauma, adrenaline's there quicker.
So you didn't feel it, though?
You hardly feel it. So the half whip is Sarah?
No, the full bifter.
No.
I'm thinking full bifter
is Sarah. Half whip is Sarah. It's got to be a thin end. Because they could kill you with a fat end.
Aye,
full whip. Ken, if I just like went like that and then teen my hand a walk in.
You're only getting a wee bit of sting.
Then the two hands, full whack.
Ken,
it gives way.
That's
it gives way. It snaps in half if you do that.
But then you've got the full length of the thin bit right across your, diagonal across your
both
face.
Both are getting to be Sarah, right?
We're now saying
the half whip.
I'm gone full bifter.
Aye. So you agree with the wife?
Aye.
I think the whip would be Sarah.
Aye.
Do you?
Aye. I just kind of getting a slap there, so just a punch or kind of.
Aye.
Different, is it?
So you get a scalp at bottom or a deed. Aye, a punch like a deed arse.
Aye. I'd rather
hear. They used to do punishments in Japan. I've seen it. I've seen it in video. I think it.
they strap you to something and your ear's cheeks are bare.
Oh, aye.
And they cane you. The cane never snaps. They just whip it. Aye, but then I get so hard that the cane snaps. That's too hard. That's nae enough torture. It's can I?
I can't figure that. I still wouldn't have wanted. Oh no,
you wouldn't have wanted either.
No. Nah, it's a tough one. Remember, I put that vote.
A lot of votes has
fall whipper, fall bifter,
fall bifter.
I think it, when you're asked the question straight away, obviously it's fall bifter. It's got to be Sarah.
Aye.
Just to help you think.
Think about it. Aye.
But this is only happening once. I came with the cane. You're doing it multiple times.
Ah well, aye.
But one whip or a real fucking smash.
I'll tell you,
I'd rather hear a 2x2 out the back of my ears than a fucking cane in my ears. Aye. It's the same kind of principle, is it?
Aye, because it's stingier.
Aye.
The cane is stingier than the...
Pain lasts longer.
Aye. Or set.
Aye.
Because pick who's that? You got an argument for you, boys. Right,
let's go outside.
If you're doing BDSM with a missus...
Uh-huh.
I've never done that. No,
you could whip her. Just a whip. That's, Ken, that's part of the game. But if you teen a poke you...
and lashed it across her ear, she's near like
so
that.
So it snapped. In the heat of the moment, you just tighten up your poke you.
Bit of chalk.
She's definitely going to say, that's too far. If you bracket poke you, that's too far. That's a safe word.
Too far.
Bits that safe word orange. No. I said the safe word, aye, but I meant the fruit.
It was out again.
I can't lie.
The name of orange was for the fruit, neither for the colour.
Aye. So the fruit came first.
Aye, fruit came first.
Aye, and then they chose a colour.
Colour afterwards.
Well, aye. Makes sense, doesn't it?
That's a myth, is it? Nibs and canes. Thing that we're marking up English language. That was years ago. We weren't even writing at that time.
But you're not thinking, oh.
Fitz this.
I haven't even made a colour yet, but I'm going to cut orange, and then you see an orange and think, that's the colour I've made.
Aye.
Now you're saying that's an orange.
Aye, that's orange and that's colour. Aye, you're saying aye. Aye, it's probably enough. But if it was a card of four orange.
Just a rune thing?
Ginger.
Ginger bars. This is comfort. I was watching the 24 Hours in Police Custody yesterday.
Well, last week?
No, last 19.
Oh, I haven't watched this week's.
And it was about, sorry, I'm going to spoil it for you, right? But it was about a blackmail case. A boy had been to a prostitute, and a boy then photographed him coming out of the prostitute. I can't find you by. So the boy went to the bobbies and said, look, I've been blackmailed here.
Quite racist.
Did their investigation, as they do, and found it was an inside job.
Aye.
It was a copper. It was blackmailing this boy.
Aye.
Aye. They found out because the copper's not maybe the cleverest lad, but he'd used the police computer to find out for the boy paid. Well, anyway, it goes on to my question is, so if you're a copper, do you take the chance of using your position to profiteer from petty crime? Or opportunities presented themselves through crime. So you've come across a crime scene, for instance, there's £1 million fucking cellar here because it's a big cocaine hole or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you help yourself a few thousand pound?
That is a tough question.
It's a good one, though, isn't it?
Aye.
Or do you use yourself, or maybe this is a bit wrong, but preying on vulnerable folk, it's committed a crime. Or you commit a kid to tell you if it's slip me £100 and you're a wobby, you're all right.
No, I wouldn't do that. When it's involving folk,
aye.
No. But if we've did a drug bust,
aye.
And we're the first on the scene,
aye.
And there's £1 million in notes sitting there,
yeah.
A big bundle,
aye.
And you could just...
Like a 10,000 bundle.
Let's face it, Bobby's on that... Well, yeah, the police aren't paid out well, are they, Ken?
No.
Can you look at the wages, especially a PC starting out, it's only like 28,000 a year or something.
Yeah.
It's not amazing money, is it? And you see £1 million in front of you.
But you're not talking a whole million, are you?
No, you can't, can you?
But you're talking a bundle of 10.
You're talking, say, 10 grand.
10,000. Nah. Nobody's missing out.
New if a grand scale.
You're kicked out of force, though, if you get caught. That's you.
Well, the boy last night got found guilty. Sorry, Mike.
Okay.
I wouldn't have blackmailed.
But it was only for £1,000.
Aye. Nah. That's not worth it.
No.
Again, I wouldn't have done it if it was involving folk.
Mm-hmm. Not involving folk, but if you could get a Huawei.
End of day, right? That stash of money is drug money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's dirty money. If I was going to miss it.
But you're profiteering for a criminal log now. Yeah. A criminal, act of criminality.
Aye, nah. Okay. I didn't see it as a major crime.
Yeah. It's similar to being like a customs officer at the airport and
ticking fogs
off of somebody and then took a 200 ham or something. I don't see it as that bit.
A massive crime, no.
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 So you boys.
It depends. That's corrupt.
Ah, it's corruption. It's corruption.
You're chucked out of force for doing it. It's corrupt. Like, you're a dirty cop.
Dirty cop is the worst cop ever. Eh?
Because I can see the temptation, though. You've got to understand the temptation. Some of them can go way over the score and start extorting folk.
That's
your order. But gain yourself a wee bundle.
A wee buggy of white.
A wee... Fucking
kilo,
and
I ain't gonna
miss 10 grams.
A wee marijuana plant under the hip, you got what you do.
Can't be a bent copper, though.
No, it's worse copper than that.
Would you cut a bent copper for Dina for financial?
Yeah, right. Aye. You're a bent copper, seen as you the only thing like a.
Aye. You're just one of them. You're actually stealing for the criminals.
Mm-hmm. But if you deal with the money, just burn it.
You're actually worse, I think, than the criminals if you do that. You're worse.
Aye.
You're the person entrusted in catching him and putting him away. Okay? And now you're almost getting involved.
I think you three of us have got half a chance to do it.
If I can't, I would get a Huawei tacking up 10 grand.
See, you wouldn't have spent it for ages. You'd hide it in somewhere, would you?
Aye.
Like, I wouldn't attack a kilo of coke and then start selling it.
No.
Because that's nice for now.
That's major.
You're a drug dealer.
Aye. Aye. Then you've stole for him and you're a drug dealer.
Aye.
And then you've got a chance that the criminals find out.
Aye.
And then you're in with them.
Well,
because they're coming chapping your door again.
You stole my fucking gear.
Coke.
And you're in a pipe for it.
And I'm going to dob you in to the force. Oh, you're working for us.
So you're working for us now.
Then you're in a bad spot.
And then they've got a bent copper on the inside.
Aye.
That's ideal for the drug boys.
Then you're in deep shit.
I'm writing this. This is a script for a TV programme.
This is a film, isn't it?
You've got to be straight-laced as a copper.
That's what Training Day is, isn't it?
Training Day, good film.
You've got to be straight-laced.
Yes. If you're a police officer, you have to have that kind of mindset. No, I think you could...
No, I don't think it crosses your mind unless you are a bent copper. But there's not a lot of them on the go, I think.
No. Aye, as in?
As in corrupt.
Aye,
sorry.
Corrupt. Aye.
I could be. Yeah,
My mug of truth is, mentioned at the start of the pod, is it acceptable if you're going for a chipper to mark hoose gravy or curry sauce?
I like chipper gravy. I'm not a big into gravy, right, but chipper gravy's chipper gravy. You kind of mark that yourself.
It's hard to mark, recreate.
And you can smell it. Gee, that's gravy for the chipper, is it?
Hard to recreate chipper gravy.
It's usually quite gelatine-y.
And a bit of barbecue-y about it, maybe a bit.
Because me, I wish is a portion of gravy. Man, I tell you, dips are fucking...
Burger in.
She, like, that would blow, like, your bisto out of the water. Fucking pour
gun and stuff like that.
So it's unacceptable. If you're getting gravy for your chipper, you need to get it for the chipper.
Same with the curry sauce. If you're gone, just get the curry sauce.
Aye.
But I've seen us hey chips at the house and mark curry sauce at the house if we're having chips for the house.
Aye. Well, like Sunday night, for example, we had house curry sauce.
Oh?
And we had our chipper.
Was it chicken curry? Or was it just a curry sauce?
Just a curry sauce.
Ah, weird.
We bought it for Ghost Cutters.
It's the same tub. It's the same sauce that you use.
Probably.
Was it poudre?
No. It's a tub. A sauce.
Why are you buying that for?
Because
why are you buying it for your chipper?
Aye, because this stuff is unbelievable.
That's it.
Aye.
I've seen this.
I think I've got a poudre of it.
Oh, you get the pooter.
I've seen Katie like say, "Oh, go and go to Chipper for chips," but she's cooked chicken curry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But not just the curry sauce. Just you're as well getting it for Chipper.
Aye, I came for your right. Aye.
I can't. Would that way get fryer through? Fucking things. Thanks.
Go nip up the Chipper.
And the Chipper chips are always the best you get. So go and nip the Chipper, get some chips, and I'll do a chicken curry.
Go get £3 chips.
Aye. Get a big fuck off.
Big bark.
Aye.
So you've never done a.
I've made hoosh rice before.
No, you've not.
I have.
You've made hoosh rice?
Aye.
Using a Chinese or Indian?
Indian.
Aye. That's weird.
Are you bile or is it just a packet sachet thing?
No, proper rice.
Aye. And it's just a bile and rice.
Why would you do that?
Just because I didn't want to pay £3.50 for rice.
Oh, my fuck's sake. Hell. And it's the same, is it?
No, it's the same. It was the same.
It wasn't me. It was a hint of flavour, even in the plain rice for the Indian.
Wasn't me. It was hen. It was a loon. So right. It's like, I'll buy you.
That's even worse.
But you can get goose.
No, like the loon saying it, so we'll save our £3.50.
If I'm saying that myself, no chance.
No, I would say normally 9 times out of 10, if it was a chipper and we were saying a curry sauce, we'd be here. For the chipper on the hand.
It's hard to recreate.
It is. Especially the gravy. Gravy is definitely the toughest.
Gravy for chippers is just different. It's like toast for a hotel. You can never recreate.
I for your buffet breakfast, but it goes in through the machine thing.
No, just that usually if in they come with the fucking can that toast thing.
Oh, toast rack.
Rack, and they dump it down the middle of the table.
Aye.
That toast. It's amazing toast. Aye. Just can't eat it.
Perfect temperature. Aye. No heat, no call. Just in the middle.
Enough to melt the butter.
Aye.
Do you like a toast that, when you bite into it crunches or something? You bite in it and you need to pull it away.
I'll pull it away.
Aye. I like that.
I like crunchy toast.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I do like a pull away toasty.
Pull away toast. Hotels pull away.
Aye, it is. Aye. Because it must be. Aye.
Must be the bread.
Must be the bread or
I don't even care how to describe it. It's almost stale.
It's close to being stale, is it?
It's just.
It's maybe because it's sat out for so long.
Probably.
I'm not a fan of hotel eggs.
No?
No. Can they've been sitting there, I've been fried and then just thrown in a tray, sitting there, but you need to say, sorry, mate, can I get poached?
Yes.
If you have a fried egg and you go to cut it and it's solid, hate it.
Nice.
It's got to be runny, like.
Just throw it in the bin.
Aye.
It's, see, there's a air fryer, 7 minute egg in the air fryer. I've just put the egg in for 7 minutes.
I've seen that,
With the shell on, like.
Shell on. Take it off. Perfect runny egg.
Aye. Hey, try it.
High level stuff.
Right. You're tucking that out with your fingers. Now, worse when you've boiled eggs, if you ever do the eggs in soldiers, and Ken, when you go to tuck it off, you roast your fingertips, do you know?
Or it's worse when you cut it and it comes into fucking little fragments.
You're
just wanting a clean cut.
The shell goes in, pick it out, you've ruined it.
Or you open it up and it's a jelly inside. I cooked it long enough.
Or you never got clean cut. Stuff's all inside, but the edges are all fucked as well.
Yeah.
Disaster.
I normally, 9 times out of 10, just get a yolk, maybe a wee bit of white and chuck a rest in the pan. I didn't hear the whole white.
Oh, no, I hear the
heel. I can scoop a white out.
I can folk it go in here, fry up, and just hear the yolk and leave a white. You have to hear the white enough.
Again, you've got to hear proper yolk for soldiers. Can you got to be dipping it in and then it spills out the side.
Aye.
Perfect. Then your soldiers and I hate to be... Can it, you can put too much butter on it and it's foldy. It's like try to fold in a fucking fishy semi.
Two minute
it needs to be rigid.
It needs to be hard.
It's like it ends are rigid because you've got the extra stability support there across the side. But it's a middle lean. If you've got him, then
and they go
you're
limp.
A legend.
Go limp, it's nice.
Oh, no.
Got to go carny with your butter. Don't want to be zooming it into your egg.
Egg, no. Right, we'll move on to fantasy this week. In fifth position, Kian Beaton, 1225 points. In fourth position, Martin Slesser, 1225 points also. In third position, Ricky Christie, 1226. In second position, Sarah Stewart, 1248 points. And in first position, still, Brian McKinnon, 1261. But it's only
halfway through game week.
Aye, so there's no point in saying your scores.
Nope.
had a pie day, shaker is £15, yet out of protest. I said, I noticed he's hinted on the chart, basically saying, first my money. But he's near say that.
No, he's near. Neil's doing quite well. He's up to 11th, I think. We're following Neil, he's up to 11th. So
nice one.
He bites himself, Ken. He's sitting in there, nothing to do. He can tuck his time. Thinking he.
Plus, he's a Dundee United supporter.
Doesn't really care about football then.
No.
It's all guesswork.
Good stuff. I was going to buy me a coffee. His name's bought us a coffee this week, fuckers. But if you do want to buy us a coffee, he do it at buymeacoffee.com/2bamford.
Fucker skint. Christmas.
Aye.
Can't blame him.
Can't blame him. But your money is going to good use. We're still in the process of doing up our pod room.
I was doing the other day.
Aye, so
father's got her painted the grey wah, but he still had sand in the and the stews went through the grey wah and he kinda can't get it off.
Oh aye.
So he's got to paint it again.
Oh no.
Rookie error for
that. How long's he been painting for? Is he serving his time still?
That's what I thought in my head, but I'm not saying that. No.
Cause he's gonna just throw your tools down and say fucking paint it yourself.
You can't.
So well, hopefully we'll maybe get doing this week some point and start doing other bits and balls over.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. So
I think he'll be off in here. He's did a hand, like he's did a white wash, he's did a ceiling. There was a hole in the ceiling, he's filled that and he's did all the woodwork.
Aye.
Ah, that's is that right? Fresh.
Then above and beyond.
Aye.
Aye, absolutely. Looks good, like
good stuff. We'll to get your dad's on. Good. Aye. Good. And obviously we're getting prepared for the quiz night in March.
Mm-hmm. We've got a date.
Well, I'll discuss you with the dates because there's obviously a few things ongoing in the start of the March.
Because I had a few folk text me going, what's the date of the quiz?
Yeah, because in Tara, the second is the test, the James Chalmers
testimonial
thing. Then the ninth, there's obviously someone else on.
If it would be on a Saturday like, or a Friday.
If ever you want. Friday or a Friday.
Friday night should be better.
Friday's a quiz night.
Quiz night.
Friday. Quiz night's on a Friday.
You're not going to do this. A quiz on a Saturday night.
Friday night.
Friday night, you've still got Hellbook in front of you, Ken.
Hellbook in to recover, so.
So we'll maybe do it on the 8th. 8th of March.
And there's less things on the Friday night.
Aye.
There's like something on a Saturday, is there?
Aye.
It's a Friday.
There's a ladies' day in doing it Turfy Night on the 9th.
Aye.
So we can get other men out on Saturday, Friday night. Aye. And get them pushed and then the wifeys can go out on Saturday.
They can get peace and quiet to watch the scores come in Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Tidy.
Good stuff. Well, lads, have a good week. Hopefully the weather improves this time next week when we dunk back to moan about Aberdeen. Any plans this week? Refereeing maybe?
Refereeing.
I can't see it be happening. Like,
no. Poker Friday, then refereeing two games at the weekend, if on. I might get the Sunday game, but highly likely the game on Saturday will be off probably. So we'll see.
Mass?
Poker Friday, Night of Champions.
On Saturday.
Oh, is that Saturday, is it?
20th. Through day. It'll be 3 day. So I'll head in. Play out. And then Packers.
Sunday.
49ers.
Oh, see.
Never know.
Aye.
Never know. I'm trying to think what a football game would
be equivalent to.
Speaking Real Madrid in the Champions League v. or Man City v.
Ludogorets.
Inter Milan.
Inter Milan.
Somebody. A good Italian team v the creme de la creme.
Aye. Bologna.
Yeah.
Aye.
Nah, we're not smart.
No.
AC Milan.
I'd say AC. Yeah, it's a good.
Aye, good.
It's like AC Milan v Man City.
Say. All right. Okay.
There's a chance.
There's a chance. Aye. Yep. Good stuff. I'll maybe do some of the pod stuff, the quiz stuff this weekend. And. Or something else I was going to do as well, which I'll probably come to think about after this.
Did you say we'll come to this? Oh, your feather or something with the king rib? Or did you? Oh,
it was a curry sauce.
Right enough.
Curry sauce.
Yeah.
No, we'll do some of the quiz stuff this weekend and hopefully get that in place and we'll get dates.
Are you doing other questions later? Are you needing a hand?
I'll just do the questions.
Sure.
And you means can just read each other. Shout them out. Aye.
Yeah,
I've got a few interesting potential rounds.
Aye.
But I'll probably pass you guys first.
Yep.
Good. Well, lads, have a good week.
Yes.
See you for a fiver, is that what you say?
See you for a fiver.
See you for a fiver. Aye. All right, take it easy.
Adios.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?